Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q. Is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
Runway.
Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your purse, feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your purse,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your purse,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your purse,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine.
Feel it.
fuck it up, fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turned it and fucked it up. Fuck it up. Fuck it up. Fuck it up.
Into the building. into the building. Into the building. Bunker off and into the building. Into the building. Into the building. Into the building. Bunker off and
call center.
September 27th, 2013, three members of the legendary houses came together, Chanel, Mizrahi, and Ninja, and they formed the new generation. TNG presents Animation Domination, Saturday, March 29th, 2014, in St. Petersburg, Florida. Grand prize, open to all performance for $500 and a $10 pot. Mini grants include open to all runway for $350, $150 sponsored by Tone Milan. Between Faith for $150. Open to all realness for $150 plus a $10 pot. Again, that's Saturday, March 29th in St. Petersburg, Florida. Admission, $20 all night. Tables, $100. You'll get a bottle of wine and liquor in hors d'oeuvres. Doors open at 9 p.m., LSS at 10:30. Your commentator, Father Memphis Khan, will be on the mic with a special performance by the legendary mother, Power Infinity, and Nikki Black. For more information, check out Facebook's event page, dated March 29th, Animation Domination. Malcolm Balenciaga and legendary father Larry Mizrahi presents Behind the Music, Saturday, April 5th, in Louisville, Kentucky. Grand prize, tag team performance for $1,500. Michael and Janet Jackson, One Twister, must team up with the Butch Queen and Drag or Vogue Femme. Mini grants include open to all runway for $500. Sun Queen Performance, Beyonce for $400. Male Figure Realness for $200. Female Figure Realness for $200. And a host of other cash categories. Again, that's Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Tables will be $100 before March 9th and $150 after. Your commentators, the icons Jack Mizrahi and Selvin Mizrahi, and your DJ, legendary Baltimore St. Laurent. Your host hotel, The Gulf House, $89 a night. Call 1-800-843-4258 and use code Behind the Music. This weekend begins Friday, and an aftermath will be Sunday. Make your plans now. Contact Larry or Malcolm on Facebook or visit the event page April 5th for more information. Saturday, the iconic House of Ebony's Midwest chapter presents The Dynasty, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. Grand prize, house with the most trophies for $2,000. Mini grands include open to all Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500. Open to all Runway for $250. Open to all Face for $250. Realness as a House for $250. And Performance as a House for $250. Again, that's the Dynasty Ball, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. The location, Stadium, 120 Catalan Street in St. Louis. LSS begins at 2 a.m., and the guest list will be closed when it starts, so be on time. Your commentators include the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy, Greg Laven, and Father Memphis Khan. Again, that's the Midwest House of Ebony presenting the Dynasty Ball in St. Louis, Missouri. Come share a Dynasty weekend to remember, with over $3,500 in cash prizes. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page on May 3rd, or go to the House of Ebony's website at houseofebony.wix.com for more information. Saturday, April 12th, 2014, in Miami, Florida. Trigger Ebony, Cliff Ebony, and Tamika Levin present the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. Your grand prize, Lip Sync Production as a House for $1,000. Open to All Realness for $200. Open to All Perfect 10 for $250. Sponsored by Antonio Blahnik. Best Dressed Spectator for $150. European Runway for $150. Female Figure Performance for $100 plus a $10 pot. Female Figure Face with an over pump for $100. And for you virgins, Virgin Vogue for $100 plus a $10 pot. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th in Miami, Florida, the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. Your admission will be $30 all night. Doors open at 5 p.m., award ceremony at 6:30, so be on time. Your commentators will be the icon Selvin Mizrahi and Willow 007. Your DJ, Jubilee Ebony. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th. For more information, visit Facebook's event page. The first annual Florida People's Choice Awards Ball.
Purge has commenced. For the next 12 hours, all crime is legal. Emergency services will be unavailable. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge. 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, mystery tag team performance, a Vogue Feminine Twister for $1,000, open to all shady tag team runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pop, schoolboy versus pretty boy versus thug for $999. Mini grands include Femme Queen Pretty Girl versus Banshee Cunt versus Up and Drag Realness for $500. Realness as a House for $500. Legendary and Iconic Performance for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Femme Queen Face for $500. Legendary Iconic Performance for $500. And a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the House of Khan presenting The Purge. Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. The location, Upscale Ballroom. Admission, $30. Your commentators will be the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, Memphis and Athena Khan, and RJ Balenciaga. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, May 24th. The Purge.
This episode of Tens or Chops is brought to you by Audible.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness and she'll send the call out, 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 send the call
out. Welcome everyone to Tens or Chops 2014 Anniversary Show. I am Jasmine Couture. How's everyone doing out there? I'm starting off the show to give my thanks to all our listeners out there that have been a part of our show for the past 6 years. I think it's time to, you know, I'll bring her on and she can help me with this. I think it's time to do a little deeming tonight. I think maybe Tensor Chop should be deemed legendary. 6 years on the radio, 6 years in ballroom, 6 years giving you girls the latest in gossip, tea, scandals, recaps, issues, trash talk, all that stuff we've given to this community. 6 years and counting. I want to say thank you guys to all that have supported us throughout the years, as well as to all the haters, because guess what? You're still listening. Tonight's show is sponsored by Audible.com. So for you girls that don't like to pick up a book and read, visit audibletrial.com/tensorchop to download your free membership. To download your membership and get a free trial of any audiobook that you like to listen to. We'll go more into that another time. Let's get to the madness. But again, visit audibletrial.com/tensorchops and get your free download on your trial membership. But we'll talk about that later. First, let me bring on my sister, my partner in crime, someone who I could not have done this without. As a team, y'all hated both of us, but we're still here, 6 years and counting. A lot of you girls, let me stop, I ain't gonna say that. But, knock knock, where is she? Tonight's show, before we get into that, we have a whole bunch of guests. We have the originator of this as well, and some of our first hosts, as well as our current cast members, and you know, we're going to go down memory lane with some of the people that have been a part of us that are no longer here with us anymore as well. Tonight's going to be a fun show, so let's enjoy. Let's have fun. Let me bring on my sister. You guys got to excuse me, because, honey, this switchboard is driving me crazy already. Sis.
Stand to the side as I introduce to you the future icon, the queen herself. Legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? I am live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time, honey. It is the 411, honey. This is the hottest motherfucking show in the motherfucking land. It don't get no better than this. We have been here on this air 6 years and counting, honey. And we're going to be here for another 6 years if God is motherfucking willing, honey. How you doing, sister?
How are you, girl?
I'm doing wonderful with yourself.
I'm doing fine.
But before we definitely get into the show, baby, I am the premier host of the show. But before the show became Tens or Chops, we ain't got no intro for him and everything, you know, because he don't be around like that, honey. But before the show became Tens or Chops, we got to get to him because he's about to run out, honey. It was definitely Lessons with the Icon. So, Jasmine, can you please bring the Icon on?
Yes, honey, we need an intro. Well, I couldn't even find his old intro, but Andre, you're on the air.
What is going on? Happy anniversary, 6 years and counting. Now, that's a blessing. Hi, everybody. Yeah, I'm back on the air for tonight for a second or two. So I was just making sure definitely that y'all hear my voice because I am here. And will always be here when they need me, so I will be basically on the radio anytime they need me. But congratulations for the 6 year and counting. And I'm here. And hi, everybody, and welcome to the radio show. Let's get it on.
Well, let's get it on, honey. Without further ado, honey, she came on. I think she came on, and I think she came on about the fourth season, Miss Thing. And when she came on, Miss Thing, she caused so much fucking controversy with the motherfucking girls, Miss Thing, just reading the girls, Miss Thing, and just posting the girls' pictures, Miss Thing, and just going in, Miss Thing, when the chat room first opened and everything, Miss Thing, girl. Without further ado, it's the one and only Miss Motherfucking London Bridge. Where's her intro?
He had it coming. He had it coming. He had it coming. He only had himself to blame. If you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it,
I bet you, you would have done the same.
Perfect.
Miserable.
Perfect.
Wish.
Miserable.
London.
Hello.
Hey, London.
How are you? How you doing?
What's going on?
It has so much meaning. You know, that's why Mother hasn't been on the air. You know, I killed my ex.
Oh.
Oh.
I know that's
cool.
I know that's right, baby. Honey.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
So is that why you've been MIA for so long, really?
Yeah, I've been on the run, but I'm back now.
Oh, I know. That's right. Work it out, Miss London Bridges, honey. Wow.
Yes.
Well, after you know, after Nicole, and we invited Nicole to be on the show, but I don't know where she's at. I don't know if she's listening, but we did invite her to be on the show. But after Nicole and myself and Jennifer was on with Andre, we was the Charlie's Angels. So we're definitely going to pay homage and rest in peace to my sister, the legendary one herself, Jennifer Evisu. So we're going to play homage to her, and then we're going to go into our next co-host.
Children grow, children grow, and women for children, men go work in some to steal. Everyone's got to make a living.
LOS, yeah. J-Lo, yeah, yeah, yo, yo. We off the block this year. Went from a low to a lot this year. Everybody mad at the rocks that I wear.
I know where I'm going and I know where I'm from. You hear locks in the air.
Yeah, we at the airport out. D-block from the block where everybody air forced out.
With a new white tee, you fresh. Nothing phony with us. Make the money, get the mansion, bring the homies with us.
Rest in peace, Jennifer. You'll always be a part of the cast of Tins and Chops, honey. But after myself and Jennifer and Nicole and we split ways, honey, I had to, me and Jasmine went out and we had to find a new co-host. This man came on because he traveled from balls to balls and he was just on the show and was just giving his opinion and just, you know, he was a person that I can feed off with and go back and forth with, and he had his own style of doing things and I had my own style of doing things, and we just meshed together, and eventually he just became a part of the cast. It's the overall father of the House of Prodigy, the overall father of the House of Cocktail. It's Rodney Prodigy.
I push rings as a sick, yeah. While you getting chump change in the business, things look delicious. Buddies that are hungry, chains look suspicious. What is it?
Must be the fame and the digits.
Big kid from Mount D. In the top 10, you count me. Rhyming off a track, you bouncy. Ladies hounding, one of the young and old folks. Thanks to the banks that hold my gold so heavy. Make the crowd wiggle like spaghetti. War the best. Baby, are you ready? Spend it. Deep and big since the beginning. Stay winning, grinning. Have chill, check it out.
Rodney,
what's going on,
Rodney? How you doing?
I'm good, Kels. Hey, Jasmine. Hey, Andre. Hey, London.
What's going on?
Hello, Rodney.
How's everybody doing?
finding yourself?
I'm good.
Well, then after Rodney came along, I was on the phone one night, and I was talking to my cousin, the icon, Sanaya Ebony, and she was like, you need to get this queen on the show with you, Miss Tay, because she spills tea down, Miss Tay, and I think y'all two will be good together, Miss Tay, because she gossips about every motherfucking thing, Miss Tay. I don't know that queen like that, Miss Tay, girl, you know, whatever, Miss Tay, you know. But she was like, no, cousin, you need to get her on the phone. So one night this bitch came on the phone, bitch, and she ran her motherfucking mouth, Miss Thing, like it was no motherfucking other, bitch. She really don't need no introduction, Miss Thing, because whether it's summer, spring, or motherfucking fall, Miss Thing, it snows whenever she comes in motherfucking town. It's Miss Alexis Snow. You already motherfucking know.
Hello,
Miss Snow.
You already motherfucking know.
Yes, bitch. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, Alexis.
Hi, Jasmine. Hi, Rose.
Hello,
hi,
Alexis.
London. Hey, London. How have you been?
I've been lovely, Dollface.
Okay, I can't wait to see you.
Yeah. I know you'll see me soon. The purse.
Oh, my God. And so then I think in our fifth season, he was always on the show and would listen and come and make his remarks and, you know, and come back in and out, you know. But then, like, in the fifth season, the end of the fourth season, the beginning of the fifth season, he really came on and started being a part of the panel, bitch, and started giving his commentary. The girls really didn't like his commentary. The girls still don't like his commentary. But whatever he says out of his mouth, he will definitely stick to what comes out of his mouth. And he don't care if you girls think that you're going to run up in his mouth, because he's a white woman and he's going to say what the fuck is on his mind and don't give a fuck who cares about it. It's Marcus Escorta.
What's up, y'all?
What's going on? I like that intro from Mark. Yes, buddy. You gonna start a fight, bitch. I like that. Sorry. Okay, because his mouth will definitely start a motherfucking riot, honey. Okay, baby. And so now we're going to go into our Tuesday night cast members, honey. Our Tuesday night cast members. Oh, excuse me. Okay, well, go ahead.
Let's just chat for a little bit about Monday. I'm still working over here, honey, you know.
Oh, okay.
We'll get to Tuesday in a minute. It's a lot of pressure on my end.
Oh, okay, okay.
Hi, Monday. We'll get to Tuesday in a few. We'll be with you girls shortly.
Jazz has been working all day on intros and commercials and doing the stuff for the show and doing the stuff for her business, but we're definitely here, so, baby. Let me go down the list, everybody. Y'all highlights over the years.
Yeah, I'm on the show.
What was that? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Jasmine must be still over there working.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Jasmine over there still working, honey. She's still making commercials and all types of shit, honey. But I want to definitely thank all of our sponsors that definitely purchased their commercials and advertised and everything. So definitely want
to
thank all of y'all. So everybody that's on the phone line, over the 6 years, what are y'all best highlights over the 6 years? Let's start with Andre, because he's first on the list. Andre.
Yeah, I'm here.
One of your best highlights of, you know, from your time of doing the show.
I wouldn't even say, basically, my best highlight would be the dad that popped in one day or something that happened that next day. So that's basically, so it's not based on one show. It's based on basically just the dad.
Oh, okay. I know that's right. Miss Alexis?
Oh, God. We've had so many laughs and so many memorable moments. It's hard to just pinpoint one. I think I'm Monday nights, like after the girls would throw a shady ball and Kelly would just come on and she would go in a tirade. Those would be my best moments on Monday nights.
Okay. Rodney?
I had a few that kept me laughing and kept me talking. When we did the recap of the collections ball with the Prodigy robbery for the 5,000. also, the... when my father comes on from time to time and gives his take on things. You know, he can definitely make you laugh a little bit. When
like
Milan comes.
Like the Knights of Lights went out in South Carolina, North Carolina.
When Milan comes on, she gives us a moment. She definitely gives us a moment when she comes to visit. And Kelly and Janice moments are very good.
You know what, Rodney? I'm glad you brought Milan up. Was Tempest and Kelly on our show or theirs?
Who, me and Tempest?
Yes.
That was over here.
Their show.
Yeah, it was here.
It was here
there. That was over here. Me and Tempest is over here.
That was over here.
You talk about when I kept calling her name.
Yes.
Yeah, that was over here.
That was one to remember, definitely.
Okay, London.
And no, I was really sitting here trying to think of a moment, but I'm having a brain fart.
I'ma fuck you up.
It's been so many; it's hard to pinpoint one. Like,
I know, right?
Well, let's see what Marcus has to say. Marcus.
Hello?
Marcus. Yes.
Yeah. What was the issue?
What are your favorite moments of the show over the 6 years?
Actually, my most favorite moment was when Gail came on the show, actually.
Oh, I know, that's right. Rest in peace to Gail.
Yeah, it wasn't really a shady moment. It was a serious moment.
Oh, yes, it definitely was. But I think my highlight over the 6 years, I got two. My highlight over the 6 years was the read between me and Stuart. It was iconic, Mistake, honey. I loved it, Mistake, honey. And then also my read with Miss Temperance, honey. Girl, I had some nasty battles with the girls over the years, Mistake, honey. From Temperance, from Johnny's, to Stuart, to Milan, Mistake, girl. The girls always was at my door, Mistake, but I always knocked back at theirs, Mistake. But I've been being nice lately. I don't know why, honey. I've been being really PC lately, coming around with the girls and things, honey, baby. But if you out there and you're on the phone lines and you have a favorite moment, feel free to definitely press 1. The phone lines are definitely open, honey. I got a caller here. 347-339, you're live on the air. 347-339, you're live on the air. Okay. When I come to y'all numbers, girl, y'all will get disconnected because there's a lot of people waiting.
Shelly?
Yes?
Hold on before you get to the next caller. They're starting this shit already.
What?
They said no RR memory, no divine beat, no nothing for those people. You don't consider them cast members or former cast members?
You know what? I forget all. I didn't forget about Divine. I forget all about RR was a part of the cast. Big shout outs to RR, the icon pioneer of the House of Chanel, honey. And big shout outs to the legendary West Coast mother Divine International Chanel also. I forget, you know, my mind be slipping me, you know, honey. You know, I'm old, baby. You know, I wasn't feeling well earlier today. I'm so sorry.
It's right, only right. Blog Talk accepted collectibles.
London.
You know she's a Chanel now, London.
London.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Yes. Hold 646-280. You're live on the air. 646-280. You're live on the air. Okay, and I've been muted you when Rodney said, hold on. Hold on, we got another caller. Let's try this one. 917-693, you're live on the air. 917-693, you're live on the air. Is there some reason? Let's see. Hold on, let's see. I know he going to definitely talk. Bishop, you're live on the air.
Mute me.
Yeah, we can hear you, Bishop.
I said mute me.
Oh, okay, mute you. Okay.
Thank you for calling in, though, Bishop.
Thank you for calling in, Bishop. He said mute him. Word.
Right. He could at least say congratulations or happy anniversary.
Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
Yeah,
Maya.
This is the legendary Maya Angelou.
Hey, Maya, what's going on?
Yeah, I just had a little poem.
Go ahead.
Yeah, in the 6 years of doing the show, I've committed to rehab thanks to Alexis Snow. From the girls slipping tables to the boys running from axes, while the girls are all out crafting fake taxes. This is the year of the dragon, for there's a lot of them running around. Look at Naima, like a penny on the ground. Let's celebrate tonight and make it worthwhile, and let the girls run around like a fingernail file. And this is the iconic Maya Angelou.
I know that's right. Work it out, Maya.
Maya.
Yes, and I was definitely up on the motherfucking board, and I thank you.
I know that's right. Maya came through with her poetry. Thank you, Maya, for definitely.
You know damn well you were just a fill-in girl.
What happened?
You were just a fill-in. We were looking for another cast member.
I was in a Yuba.
What is a Yuba?
Uber, talk about Kelly.
Yeah. I know, that's right. Thank you, Maya, for definitely calling in. If you get another poem for us, feel free to definitely press 1.
And I thank you.
The next caller is 904-654. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hey, no, I just want to say congratulations and happy anniversary. And Maya, thank you for that poem. That was very intriguing.
Thank you.
Y'all have a good one.
You too, the same.
You too, thanks.
Yes. But even though it's the anniversary show, baby, it's definitely we definitely can recap the balls that happened this weekend, honey. Because I definitely hear that, you know. No, I definitely know that it was some balls this weekend that definitely went on. Marcus, would you like to tell us about the ball in Chicago that you went to this weekend that the Ebony's boycotted?
Oh, I don't think that's what happened. I'm actually working on something right now. Can y'all come back to me in about 2 minutes?
Oh, okay. Because I heard that, you know, that's what I heard, but I don't know, you know. No, no, no. Who is that? Honey,
please,
I need to know, honey.
Please talking about boycotts because you know the Godfather will come on.
You said the what?
I said, don't talk about boycotts because you know how the Godfather is.
Yeah, because Dexter will definitely come through this phone line, honey. Dexter will definitely come through, honey. Baby. Oh, my God.
I know we mentioned the house, but we can't forget about, you know, the frequent callers like the Keisha. And, you know, Dexter used to be a frequent caller, too.
Yes, Dexter, Keisha, Maya Angelou, Grandma.
Naima.
Who else?
Naima.
Naima. Who? Oh, there's so many different girls that will call in here, bitch. The characters have changed so much over the years, Miss Thang, honey. But I'm glad that the girls are definitely coming from behind those screen names and starting to call in to the show now, honey, like Miss Diana and all the girls and Miss Laura Spears and everybody. The girls definitely call into the show now, honey, and, you know.
That's the evolution, Kelly.
Right.
Bitch, still don't know who the girls are, but the girls definitely do call into the definitely call into the show, honey.
I think London started a trend.
Thank you. Thank you for the homage.
London started calling in, Miss Dang. All the girls is calling in now, honey, bitch, and coming from behind no screen name. But soon the girls should, you know, start using their real profiles, Miss Dang, honey. Hopefully that'll happen.
2015, catch me.
They're already using their real ones, Kelly.
Yeah. Miss Thang, I heard, baby, I'm going to wait until we get into that, Miss Thang. But I heard that one of the girls got clocked using a fake screen name, Miss Thang, honey, and said something on their fake screen name, Miss Thang, and the girls clocked them, Miss Thang, you know. So.
Wasn't that like LaQuita or one of them?
Like one of them, Miss Thang. They said it was one of those girls from Texas, Miss Thang, but I ain't going to mention her name.
Shayla?
What? I ain't say it, you did.
Not J-Rock, he got clocked.
That's what the girls told me.
I don't think J-Rock would do that.
Well, he can come on and
Jasmine, somebody just hit me up and said check your inbox. Jasmine, check your inbox.
So what was going on this weekend, Cal?
The ball in Chicago happened this weekend, and I think that's all I heard about was the ball in Chicago. I really didn't hear anything else, you know. Besides the girls still running around in their Ubers, Miss A.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the girls are still running around in their Ubers, Miss A. Girl, these girls don't mind, honey.
Hello.
Honey, baby, y'all girls better stop y'all shit, honey.
Mm-mm.
Oh, hell. So I don't know. Hold on. I don't know. So what else y'all want to talk about? It's
Wait,
the anniversary.
Anyone seen that video with Samaya? Jasmine and
you talk about the two femme queens and the butch queen on the couch.
One butch queen and a fatty.
What?
You said what?
It's two thin queens, one butch queen, and a fatty.
Oh, who's the fatty?
Jesus.
Oh. London, I can't with you, London.
But
I can't.
No, that's the tea.
I'm giving
what?
You the tea.
What?
It's
true.
It's true.
Oh, Caesar was the fatty?
Yeah, that's what he called himself. He said the fatty.
I actually was looking for a fatty. But I guess I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
No, fatty like that boy. Fatty.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I know that now.
Oh, shit. Hold on. I'm going to fuck somebody up and say the girls is in my inbox. The girl said it should have been two junior femme queens and a butch queen on a couch. I can't with the girls.
I think Tamaya looked nice.
Yeah, Tamaya looked, except for that sweat under her her underarm sweat spot, but she looked cute.
No. What am I? Boussier. Oh, my God. I can't with y'all. Is that what y'all want to do?
Okay, y'all, listen. Listen, y'all, how are you? I'm back.
Hello.
I don't see no inboxes. What are y'all talking about? No, I see a million inboxes, honey. I can't help everybody right now. All right. Really quickly, y'all know how this works, y'all. If y'all doing something in the background, please mute your phone so we don't have all the sound effects. Mute your phones because there's a lot of people on the line, and we're going to start getting disconnected. So, y'all, mute your phones if y'all doing something. Before we go into our Tuesday and Wednesday night cast and panelists and so, we want to take it back to the originator of the show. I'm going to bring him on right now. He was running a little late. It's a busy man out there. But, Kelly, you want to do it? I love the way you introduce people, honey. He's on the line.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, before there was lessons with the icon, there was serve the motherfucking kids, honey. And he definitely came on, and he definitely was the man that definitely did bring Blog Talk Radio to the ballroom.
Yes,
baby, we went at it, baby, so fiercely, baby, that I knew every time I called or I called into his show, I had to make sure that I had all five of my phone numbers in motherfucking line. So when he would hang up on one number, he would come to the next number, and I'd get my reads going back on. It's the innovator of Blog Talk Radio to the ballroom. It's Tom motherfucking Blumenthal.
He created the very first ballroom radio show, watched the most innovative ball DVDs, originated Sneaker vs. Sneaker, walked and served executive realness, and remains a member of the House of Aquas, sweetie. He's the most loved or hated ballroom personality, and he's broadcasting live ATL. Grab your nuts and squeeze your meat for the media mogul himself, Tom motherfucking Blumenthal.
Good evening.
Hello,
hi, Tom.
Hi. Hi. Good evening to everybody.
Good evening. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. What's going on? How you doing, Kelly and Jasmine?
Hi, Tom.
Hi. I'm so glad to have been invited to be a part of the anniversary show tonight. And just one brief correction. You know, that intro is a little old now, but that was back when I was with Kwai. I'm a long fan now, so I want to just make that correction. So how's everybody?
What's going on, Tom?
I'm doing good.
Hi.
Is it Rodney?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Rodney. What's up?
Not much.
Happy anniversary to everybody. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
I can't believe it's been 6 years.
6 hell years. How's Rhonda?
Rhonda is doing wonderful. She is unfortunately not able to make it tonight. Rhonda sends her best regards and wishes happy anniversary to the show and to the cast.
So, Tom, tell us some memories you have of your show and some of the things that you remember and one of the reasons why you, you know, kind of moved on and stuff like that so people know, you know, a little bit more about you. Because, you know, it seems like every month there's always a flock of, you know, new people that are out. So let's bring them up to speed.
Well, like you said, my show started 6 years ago. It was Serve the Kids Radio. It was the first ballroom blog talk radio show ever. And the whole theme behind it was really about connecting the ballroom scene from state to state in a new way. You know, we saw the ballroom scene connect via the internet with Walk For Me Wednesdays, but we had never seen the ballroom scene be able to connect in real time over the air, over the internet, in terms of radio. And so that was my vision, was to, you know, just link every ballroom community across the country in one central location at the same time, you know, using a new form of technology. And at the time, I had no idea that it was going to take off like it did. I really didn't expect it to blow up the way it did, and it blew up like major, you know, overnight. It was almost an overnight success. I still can't believe how fast it took off. You know, we launched the show. At first, we were doing like four nights a week, and we scaled it back. But, you know, it was just a vision that I had to do something new, something different, something innovative. And I didn't expect it, like I said, I didn't expect it to be as big as it was, but it took off and it took on a life of its own. And, of course, we had different cast members like Rhonda Jenkins and Miss Aviance and others to also be a part of the show to help me propel it to the next level, because it definitely wasn't just my effort, but it was an effort on behalf of a lot of people to make it a success. And, you know, after doing it for about a year and a half, I just felt like I had reached a point in my life where I was ready to move on and do something different career-wise and professionally. And I didn't feel like I could devote my full self to the ballroom scene, the radio show, and what I was trying to do professionally in my own personal life. So that's really what one of the reasons why I walked away from it, among other things. There were some other issues as well. But the main thing was, for me, is that I had just reached a point where I was ready to expand my, you know, in a personal way. I was ready to take my own self to the next level. I had some dreams and goals and aspirations that I wanted to reach personally and professionally. And it just, the ballroom scene would not allow me to do it. So I had to step away from that and, you know, pursue something that would have some real tangible benefits for me in my own life. So that's kind of why I walked away from it. And I always felt like when I left the radio show that when I turned it over to Jasmine, I always had hopes that it would continue on and, you know, be bigger and better. I never ever dreamed that it, 6 years later, it would still be the number one top-rated ballroom show on the radio at this time. And the one who, that has lasted, you know, because there have been a lot of shows that have come and gone, but this show has staying power, which is significant, I think, because if you can come into a genre and have relevance after all this time and still have a following and audience, I think that says a lot about you guys and what you all have been able to accomplish on your own. So I was very happy to pass the torch to Jasmine and then see Jasmine bring in people like Andre and Kelly, who at that time, Kelly was my nemesis. She used to get under my skin, which you called me on the radio show. But I always knew that Kelly had something special, and I knew that this was right up her alley, right up her avenue.
And I was not surprised to see her grab a hold of the show and really take it to another level in her own special way. So that's really it, Jasmine, in a snapshot.
Yeah, I definitely remember the days when Kelly used to call in to your show and you used to be so irritated. You used to text me and call me and, oh, my God, I can't deal with her. It used to be a trip. But, I mean, it was really fun and entertaining, though. And that was one of the reasons why I reached out to my sister and I said, okay, girl, we need to do this together, but we're going to take it to a whole new level. And that's what we did, you know, of course, with Andre by our side. And, you know, we had lessons with the Icon and, you know, it was trying to give these people. Andre, you still there?
Yeah.
Say hi to Tom. Tom, say hi, Andre.
I did say hi, but he couldn't hear me because there was a lot of people. How you doing, Tom?
Oh, hey, Andre, what's going on? I didn't even know you were on. How you doing?
Yeah, I was here. It wouldn't be right if I wasn't.
It sure wouldn't.
No, definitely wouldn't. That's what the vision was at that time after Tom left. It was, you know, to, you know, give these girls a history lesson, you know, with Andre, as well as him being the Icon that was, you know, strongly active within the community, actually going out there, you know, at a ball, participating, walking, you know, running a top house out there, you know, and him giving you lessons in history about, the, you know, within the community itself, within ballroom. And then, of course, with Kelly, you know, by his side, as well as, you know, her being an active parent and, you know, out there and judging and walking and competing and traveling and stuff, I felt that, you know, with these two, you know, the word, the message, the recap, everything, you know, would be, you know, done, you know, correctly, because that's what I always wanted, you know, when, even when Tom was doing the show, it was all about spreading that word, spreading that message, giving these people, you know, out there in radio land, you know, the girls that don't have the opportunity to go to a ball or the girls that are not able to travel, to give them that opportunity to still be a part of it. You know, and the internet wasn't as big back then as it is now as well, as far as like the YouTubes and stuff. So all we had to do was listen. You know, that's all we can hear was listen. And, you know, that's what we did. You know, Andre and Kelly and, you know, just kind of moving forward, that's what we did with it the whole time. So, Tom, I just want to, again, and, you know, it seems like every year we say the same thing, but again to you, thank you so much for what you started and what we continue to do.
Well, no, thank you, Jasmine, for continuing it on and not letting it die. So I think you're just as important as the foundation. But, you know, I always say this when I come on the show, I think it's very important that we honor and recognize the people who have come before us and laid the foundation, whether it be the ballroom radio show or the ballroom in general, a category, a specific category, you know, people who start houses, whatever the case is. But I just think part of the problem we have in our culture is that we don't recognize people that came before us. Some people actually think that they the first ones to do something, not realizing that somebody had to do it first before them to give them the vision. You understand what I'm saying? So I think that it's very, very important that you reach back and connect with the foundation so that people have a clear understanding of how something came about. It didn't just, you know, it wasn't something that just happened. It was thought out, planned, and executed. And I just think that's important to be recognized. So thank you for recognizing me as the person who had the vision. And then thank you also for picking up that vision and continuing forward with it.
You're welcome. I couldn't have it done without my sister, Kelly. Hey,
pardon?
Girl, you're quiet over there. I said it couldn't have been done without my sister, Kelly. Kelly, say something. You're quiet over there. Miss Kelly.
She being a mess.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
You know how she did. What are you doing, girl?
Baby, I had to go to the fucking bathroom, okay? Calm your fucking nerves. Nobody's not being a fucking a mess, Miss fucking Alexis, okay?
Girl, shut the fuck up, Miss Bob.
Okay, y'all know I have issues over here right now, so calm your nerves. I'll be back with y'all in a minute, okay?
Well, I have to make an announcement, so hurry up. Let me know when you're back. I can make
Go ahead, make that announcement. I'm putting y'all on mute.
What's your cue there?
Okay, well,
Wait, I'll make the announcement in a second. Well, I know Tom can't be with us all night, so Tom, did you want to address anything or say anything before, you know, we let you go?
No, not really. I don't want to take over the show or anything. I just wanted to, you know, chime in because you requested my presence, and I wanted to, you know, just congratulate you guys again for another anniversary, and look forward to next year's anniversary as well. And I look forward to see what the next phase of the show is going to be.
Well, I want to say this to Tom, Jasmine. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hey, who's this?
Alexis. It's been a long time.
Okay.
Tavy.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
It's been a long time. It has been a long time.
I just want to say to Tom that when the show first came about, I was a little skeptical. I used to call in. I remember being on road trips, and we would call from private numbers, and we would read and stuff. And it was funny back then. But just to see that the show has evolved to such a bigger place now, you, like Tom said, you never thought it would make it this far. So I just want to thank Tom for opening up the avenues for the ballroom scene to a new place that we can gossip and have fun.
Absolutely. I'm glad that I was able to be a part of that. And thank you, TV, as well, for coming on to the show and, you know, adding your spice and your twist to it. I think everybody plays a significant role and has their own special contribution. And, you know, so thank you as well.
No problem.
Yes.
All right.
Heck, I'm
well,
back
thank
now.
You, Tom. All right. Well, Tom, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on as always, you know, never forgetting, you know, who you are and anything like that.
Okay, sure. No problem. On behalf of Rhonda Jenkins and myself, we want to wish you guys a happy anniversary again and wish everybody all the best.
Well, thank you, Tom. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, good night.
Good night, Tom.
Good night.
Yes, Gord.
So there you have it, honey. There you have it. Now, keeping in line with everything that's going on tonight, Rodney Kelly, we keep losing Marcus Kelly.
Huh? We keep losing Marcus?
Yeah.
Hold on. Hold on, I'm getting him back right now.
Rodney, you still there?
Yeah, Rodney's still there. Rodney's number is still there.
507-94.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm here. I just had the phone on mute.
Okay. I think we have a caller. Let's go to a couple of callers really quickly before we move to our Tuesday night. 904-654, you're on the air.
I'm just listening out. Sorry, Dawn.
Thank you, caller. Press 1 for me so you can take your hand down so we don't have to come to you. Okay. I'm still going to wait for Marcus. Who's out in traffic?
I thought Miss Marcus was busy, child. Pay her.
Oh, no. London, are you running in the streets or something?
Oh, no, that's not me. I don't chase cabs. I have an Uber.
All right. Well, as we wait for Marcus, let's move on to the next night, Tuesday night. As things grew with Mondays and, you know, with all the cast members, and as I was doing commercials, I was hearing a little bit about, you know, some of the past people that have been a part of the show. I personally also want to say thank you to everyone that has been a part of the show from the very beginning as well. Again, like Andre, Nicole, rest in peace, Jennifer, Divine, who gave us, you know, that West Coast update, as well as her being one of those travelers from the West Coast that was pretty much at all major balls and stuff like that. She was giving us her version of recap. Thank you to her, as well as the other icon himself, RR, you know, coming on the show, giving us his wisdom and, you know, just being a part of the show from his knowledge as well as his shade and everything. I miss him dearly, and I think, you know, I know he'll be back one day, and, you know, as far as being a part of us, one day he'll grace our presence. You know, again, Nicole and her being a part of us and, you know, actually moving on and, you know, doing other things with herself as far as still spreading her message and the shows that she brought to the platform as well. I want to say thank you to her. Who else came along, Kelly? Now, who was some of the other girls that we talked about before we had our we moved on to the other days? Was that pretty much them? Only them?
Yeah.
Okay. So pretty much then what we started doing after that was, you know, we started having, help me out with this, Kelly, but we was doing like What the Fuck Tuesdays, and Tuesdays was just more, you know, more or less that ratchet side of things, you know, besides the recap and the gossip, but we used to do What the Fuck Tuesdays, and on Wednesdays, Nicole would do her show. You know, we still try to stay on at least three nights a week, you know, doing things, and, you know, the What the Fuck turned into, you know, it started getting, you know, burning us out, you know, honestly. Kelly just really couldn't find herself committing to doing a show three nights a week. You know, it was driving her insane, and, you know, my hours, and, you know, just us sitting up all night at the switchboard from 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the morning, and it just was driving us insane. So we had to move forward, as well as, you know, give you guys something else and, you know, kind of pass it along to, you know, some of the children, which I call it. So London decided that, you know, she was going to take on the role, and she created her Tuesday night, which was London's Tea Party. And London, you want to take over now and introduce, you know, what you guys were doing on Tuesdays and why you did Tuesdays?
It was basically London's Tea Party, like you said. You know, I wanted a whole new flavor, a whole new cast, at least to say a younger cast, because the older. No, we were basically, you know, dishing out tea and shade and, you know, the unsimple.
Don't be throwing digs.
Would not say.
Don't be throwing digs at the old girls, bitch, okay?
I'm an old girl, too, but, you know, I just felt like it wasn't, you know, it was really uncensored. It was girlfriend-friendly at times, so I just wanted to do a non-girlfriend. Some girls were in ballroom, some girls weren't, and, you know, I just wanted a new flavor.
All right, so Tuesday night was created, and we had some cast members that really stuck it out, you know, with us. But some of the ones that are no longer, you know, they chime in from time to time, but I still want to give thanks to everyone that was a part of Tuesday nights as well. And, you know, those were people like, you know, the beautiful Tiffany Chanel and as well as Mark Ebony. And the ones that, you know, still stay here to this day.
That,
you know, I'm going to finish.
Was Beautiful certified by somebody?
You know, I support my big girl sister, so I'm going to keep it going. Let me introduce you to your Tuesday night cast. First, I'm going to bring on your Tuesday night host that definitely sits there along with London when London's MIA pretty much, you know, has taken over the show, taken over the airwaves. I bring on Miss Jason Bridge.
So you wanna play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare to do this? 'Cause I'm coming at you like a dark horse.
Hi, Jason.
Yeah. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Britt, that is my song. You know, I was in the video.
Hey, Mommy.
How are you?
I am tired. I really am tired. Hello, Rodney, Kelly, Alexis, Andre. How are you?
What's up, Jason?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I got crickets.
Girl, you gave one of those Andre, how are you? Don't fall for the Andre. Come on now. Don't the spell, the legendary, iconic spell, really? Let me bring out the other one, my personal child, honey, the one that I love so dearly, J-Rock.
Nigga, that's that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. They got me fucked up right now on that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. Got us fucked up in here on that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. Got us fucked up out here on that bullshit. Nigga, that's...
J-Rock.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, J-Rock?
Hey, J-Rock, my child.
What's going on, my dude? What's going on, mommy? Everyone on the cast, Rodney.
What's up, J-Rock? Okay.
How y'all doing tonight?
You can tell J-Rock from the Gulf. You can tell J-Rock from the Gulf. Who even knew Mystical Steel make music?
That's that bullshit.
And J-Rock, you don't get two Slim Queen mothers, sweetie. It would be okay if you said, you know, Kelly was your mother, I was your mother, because, you know, you can have one drag mother and one Slim Queen mother.
Oh.
Well, I don't know who the Slim Queen or the drag, honey. Let me shut up. Anyway, let me bring on another person that's a part of our show. He's really more of a part of a Wednesday night, but I'm still bringing him on at this point because Wednesdays are just fully a panelist, but he's definitely earned his spot and earned an intro because he's definitely been a part of this as well as, you know, since we turned it around, he's been a part of this since day one, and I just want to bring him on all the way from the West Coast, Michi Evans.
Hey, Liz, are you crazy for this?
Well, I'm glad you're there after you've been in my inbox talking about this is some bullshit. They need to
know. I know.
When was that praise and worship? What the fuck?
You know, it's the issue to get into the lyrics. You know, Alexis, you couldn't take the word the lyrics. You have to get into that.
Bitch.
He was laying that inbox out, bitch. Then he's going to try to call me. No, I don't know how to merge a call.
Yes, honey, I'm ready to come through. What's up?
All right, thank you.
Oh. Hold on. Hello, everyone. Hi, Jasmine. Hello, Andre. How are you?
Hello.
She's somewhere on the commode. Yeah. Hey, Rodney, how are you doing? Hey, Mother Radio London, and everyone that's here, J-Rock and Jasmine, and that snowy girl.
Hey, Father.
It's got to get crumped now.
I guess I ain't even here.
They said you were on the commode.
She said you was on the commode, honey.
Ooh. Baby, I'm not in no motherfucking come on, bitch, honey. I'm motherfucking laying right here in my motherfucking bed, bitch, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Bitch, I am not on a commode. I'm clogged up.
So you got a bedpan.
She probably got a cap running through her ass.
Oh, my God.
Please don't.
Yeah,
it was something running through my ass, but not that.
Mm-mm. You want something running through your ass?
You too. Let me give the Tuesday night people a chance. And Tiffany, you're more than welcome to come on the show, girl. You was on with us Wednesday. I want to give Tuesday night people a chance to, like, kind of...
Jasmine, let me say something to Kelly. Bitch, don't disrespect my motherfucking sister like that, okay?
What do you mean disrespect your sister?
Like, well, she's certified. Bitch, please, I done told you now.
That was like an hour ago, Alexa.
No, I was going off but didn't realize I was on mute. Then I went to the kitchen. Bitch, don't try it, Kelly.
I just
want to
know, was that certified that she was beautiful, Miss Sagua?
Who certified you, doll?
Miss Sagua, well, girl, I'm a certified. Miss Sagua, you know you and Tiffany, Miss Sagua, y'all know y'all do y'all makeup and stuff and put up pictures and stuff, Miss Sagua, to get y'all little 34 likes, Miss Sagua. You know it's cute for y'all.
Miss Kelly, first of all, one thing about it, two things for sure. Bitch, I don't give a fuck how many likes I get. I do this shit because I can.
You know.
I'm going to tell you like Marlo told Nene last night, bitch, when I came around, that's when you decided to step your pussy up, okay?
Oh.
So don't ever get beside yourself like you just that grand-ass bitch.
And I'm going to tell you like Nene told the motherfucking girls, bitch, I'm very fat, bitch. Very motherfucking fat, bitch. Bitch, okay? I make you motherfucking big bitches look motherfucking good, bitch.
Bitch, we have to...
We're not gonna do this here tonight on this anniversary mistake, okay, girl, okay?
Make up the show you want.
Wait a minute.
That's how the show was built.
Did I hear something about a linebacker say she make big bitches look good?
Yes,
you make fucking big bitches look motherfucking good, bitch, okay?
Wait a minute. This bitch lost a little weight, and now she's feeling her pussy, girl. She lost half of a pound, and now she's feeling it. She's feeling it, but she was just giving me refrigerator gel.
I was waiting for you in motherfucking North Carolina, so I could have took a picture with you and Miss Snow standing side by side, so I could have showed y'all what mug was, Miss S.
Girl, clearly it wasn't what you had on.
No,
actually, it was not at all, okay? Okay, this mug is always on point, Miss A.
You have to give her props. This is the best Kelly has been looking in a minute, honey, so she's feeling it. So you have to give her that.
Do you know why? Tiffany, do you know why this is the best she has looked?
Who?
When
Mother
crossed the state line 3 years ago, she decided that she had to step her pussy up.
Okay.
No, it wasn't. Okay. It wasn't about me. It wasn't about me stepping my pussy up, Miss Day. It was about giving you bitches a new look for 2014, Miss Day.
No, bitch, we're talking about 2012, Miss Day. Come on.
Okay, for 2013, Miss Day, I gave y'all a whole year of me coming out to balls, Miss Day, and dresses and heels and things, you know, with me doing my own makeup and things of that nature. For 2014, I'm giving you bitches straight motherfucking mug, all motherfucking Leah. Long.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, but Tiffany and Alexis.
Every time you and Tiffany step out at a ball, Miss Thing, bitch, a major ball, Miss Thing, y'all know y'all better be on, Miss Thing, because I'm giving you whole straight motherfucking mug, Miss Thing, okay?
Well, girl,
I don't know what happened. I love my sister. I love Barbie Idol down, Miss Thing. I love her down. But I don't know what happened when she did with that face in North Carolina, Miss Thing. Looked like she played with pancake mix.
Girl, you know what, girl? It's
Did not give me Balenciaga like she messed with Aunt Jemima, honey. It looked like she went to Ben Arnold for the North Carolina Awards Ball instead of Aunt Jemima.
See, what you fail to realize, Kelly, is one, Diddy didn't paint me in D.C. Two, Diddy painted me for the New York Awards Ball, the one you was in jail with at trying to steal Nicole in the bathing suit, remember?
I did have my share run-ins in jails, honey, for 2013, honey. Okay.
I sure
did, bitch. Oh,
she was boosting a bathing suit out of Target.
Who?
Not Tarjay.
It was two bathing suits, a picnic basket, and all the accessories for my beach up here.
But what size is it? Because Target only goes to an 18, don't it?
It wasn't for me, Miss Thing. I had my Monique Seababy suit. Okay, no, and don't try me, baby, because I'm only a size 18.
I'm about to call Monique.
I know she's tired of you. Monique C don't want to see Kelly no more. She done, girl, she done, honey. She done lit most of Monique C a new ass. Every time I see her on camera, she got on one of their dresses.
Miss Thang, I love my pieces, Miss Thang Girl. She just dropped her new collection on the 10th, Miss Thang Girl. The next collection come out on the 17th
Kelly,
of March.
Remember how you told me, no, Kelly, remember how you said that man? You remember how you said that man was on the train looking at you about that fur coat? Monique looking for you, bitch, about her dresses, girl. She tired of you coming up there with them scams getting her shit.
I purchased all my things with my credit card.
All right, y'all, I gotta
go a little further now really quickly. I want to give the people on Tuesday night a chance to speak and tell us why they do what they do and what they enjoy about Tuesdays and some of their, you know, favorite memories on Tuesday night. Of course, Tiffany, thank you for tuning in. You're more than welcome to answer these questions as well. But these are really for J-Rock, Jason, Tiffany, Michi, and London. Tell us a little bit about Tuesdays and what you guys enjoy and some of your favorite episodes.
Who wants to go first? One of my favorite episodes.
I'm sorry, when did Michi become a part of Tuesday night?
Hopefully. If you would have listened to the intro,
he could sit there. He could sit there.
Yes, thank you.
I'm not going to argue with the person that pays the bills.
Great. I would have to say when Mark went off on Harold.
Oh. When Marcus went off on Harold? Oh, and you got disconnected. Somebody didn't like you saying that. All right, Jason, go ahead. I'm going to try to get Michi back.
You don't really have to try that hard. I guess one of my favorite moments about the tea party is that we were actually a family that formed in a room, and we became close, and we're still a family. I think my favorite episode is going to have to be when Milan came for my sister Tiffany, and I had to let him know just how concerned I was for him.
Oh, yes, when he tried to read Tiffany about doing, like, 2 8 balls.
Yeah, with the nose shot, bitch.
Baby, I had those scans for bleed, baby.
Please don't say for bleed. Please don't say for bleed. That is the most illiterate thing to say.
We're not politically correct on here, okay? Calm down, sweetheart.
I'm sorry. You're part of the problem and not the solution to the illiteracy rate in America.
Don't bust a blood vessel, sweetheart.
I will never bust a blood vessel, trust me. May bust something else.
J-Rock, what was your favorite episode?
Well, I have too many favorite episodes. Actually, I liked Wednesday night better, and then Tuesday night just popped up out of nowhere when we was in that room. I actually missed the Kiki's, the actual let's have a Kiki, the tea party when every Tuesday night they would run the recap on Monday, and we would just kiki on Tuesday night. And I don't know what happened to that one, but, I mean, the last, the Naima versus me, the Devin versus Jason, I just had a lot of different moments, you know, so I don't have any particular
okay,
moments.
Tiffany?
I'm like with J-Rock. Everything was, like, so funny to me. I did used to, like, on Tuesday, like, Kelly would give her recaps on Monday, and it would be funny or whatever. But then on Tuesday, like, Jason would just say whatever Kelly didn't want to say. Like, he'll be like, I ain't in no damn house. So
this is how it pretty much went, honey. Monday nights, you girls were giving it very political. Kelly and Alexis, all y'all was giving the political nights. On Monday,
yeah,
the nice political
up,
recap. Y'all all had balls coming up, Rodney and Kelly, and all you girls had balls coming up.
But then the Tuesday night cast was like, fuck that. We don't even roll the balls like that, honey. We just got to tell y'all what's in our inbox. And if we don't like it, or who, we don't care who likes it or not. And, bitch, that's what they did. And that's how that tea party was formed.
It was fun. Yeah, that was fun.
Oh, speaking of, no, bitch, I'm not no motherfucking Laquita Johnson. As a matter of fact, that bitch is blocked from my motherfucking page because I don't like that hoe because she tried to come for me. So my thing is, bitch, I would never have to have a fake profile because not only do you hear me on the radio or see my Facebook page, but I will show up on your runway. So I don't need a motherfucking fake profile. Now, now what are we talking about?
You just go off.
That's what one of my favorite things was when Kelly and when Kelly called Nicole Joey Fourfingers. Y'all don't remember that? She,
that was one of the best episodes where we were saying,
yes.
how does she use the phone?
Where is she? I haven't seen her on Facebook in forever.
Yes, Nicole. If
she
you
called
are
in on a Wednesday or not. She called in not too long ago. She's still around. She's still listening.
She listens.
She's coming to Kelly. You know, she's losing that weight too, girl. She getting real small too, honey.
When
she said
she's
trying to
see
Kelly.
When she was coming to say, how dare you? And I used to bust out laughing every time. And they said that London got sweet. I think she did too. They said London got sweet because when London first started the tea party, she was cutting everybody.
She did used to cut us. She used to be like, and back to the dungeon, you nasty drag. She used to say all
kind
of stuff.
That's what the power of good dick and a good man to do to you.
Oh,
but,
Lord.
But he had it coming, so he's
you
not heard, around anymore.
That was your daddy. She killed your daddy.
It's that Popeye-looking motherfucker you call a father.
Kelly, what did you like about Tuesday?
Me.
The girls on Tuesday. What I liked about the Tuesday night cast was the girls said what was on their mind, bitch, and didn't give a fuck what anybody motherfucking thought, bitch. And it was like, bitch, we don't go to balls, bitch, so we really don't give a fuck. We're going to say what we want, and we're going to say it like we motherfucking mean it, bitch. And they did that, Miss Day. And, you know, and it was definitely, I definitely do want to, you know, even though the Tuesday night cast always thought that, you know, Monday night we'll be throwing shade at them, which we wasn't ever throwing shade, I definitely do want to thank the Tuesday night cast for definitely coming and being a part of the show. And I also do want to thank my sister Jasmine for definitely picking up Wednesday night because it definitely lifted a lot of, you know, weight up off my shoulders because y'all don't know many a times, Miss Thing. I don't posted many statuses that it was going to be my last show, bitch. But if it wasn't for Jasmine talking to me, baby, girl, I don't think that I would have been around for 6 years because, baby, I've been wanting to give it up because y'all, the show became a lot overwhelming, you know, doing everything that I had to do. So I just want to thank y'all for definitely being a part of Tuesday and Wednesday nights.
If you had posted that you were leaving the show one more time, I know something. But she just did that like three weeks ago. Yeah, and I'd be
telling her. She'll do it in about another 2 or 3 weeks again.
Yeah, she's always this show done messed up my relationship. I'm tired of this. I can't never. I'm on the phone all night. My man want to screw. He want to screw. I can't screw my man because he. I'm on the radio at night and
he
got
to be
like,
I'm burnt out. I'm 600 pounds.
Oh, wait a minute. Did somebody say they was burnt out and 600 pounds?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That was that. That was
she was not Calvin size. She was about a That was that old
reject. That old Donnie McClurkin reject.
Ooh. What you not gonna do?
Okay.
What you gonna do, bow down?
Ooh. It's not that you better stay away.
So let me go on to let me go ahead and say a couple of things about Tuesday. First, I want to say thank you to everybody that played a part on Tuesday nights. Again, the people that are no longer a part of the show, the people that still tune in and chime in from time to time, and the people that are now there with us to assist with Jason, like Justin and Shamika and Calvin, and I know Calvin's more of a Wednesday though, but even, to everybody that is a part of Tuesday night, I want to say thank you for helping with it, and definitely thank you to Jason, because he, like with Kelly, he has taken over a big role in helping me as well. You know, it's like one hand is helping another. You know, I help Kelly to take a lot of stress off of her by doing Tuesdays, and Jason took a lot of stress over from me by handling Tuesdays on his own. So I want to say thank you. You know, I get to go to sleep early and do my thing and stuff like that. So I want to say thank you, as well as to London. I think London got disconnected, but you're back. London, is that you?
Yeah, I'm back.
I want to say thank you to London, for definitely, taking on the role of Tuesday, and, with you and Jason and J-Rock, really, just kind of taking a lot of stress off of Kelly and myself. Even though when y'all took over, we still got the backlash. Who are these people? They're not in the ballroom scene. They don't go to balls, and they're so opinionated, and you shouldn't do Tuesdays. And with everything that everybody said, even since day one, I got it. Don't let Andre do the show. Andre this, Andre that. No one likes Kelly. But it was always the underdogs that I supported and said, oh, since y'all don't like them, they're definitely the ones that I'm going to pick. Mm-hmm. And that's why I did it. That's why I helped with Kelly and then with Andre. And then when y'all, London, and hated London in the very beginning, and I didn't filter London at all, go ahead and go with it. And then even when Tuesday came, and a whole bunch of young people that are new to the ballroom scene that, you never heard of. Now, everybody knows who Tiffany is. Everybody knows who J-Rock is. Everybody knows who Jason is. Y'all didn't know who these people were. Y'all couldn't stand these people because they were so opinionated. But look at them now. And that's exactly what my vision was. So I want to say thank you to all you guys on Tuesday. Tiffany as well, your family, you're always welcome to come back, as well as the people that have chimed in and just been a part of it. Also with London, like Alexa said, London started something. Back then, Kelly decided that she wanted to create the Facebook group. We need a group. Well, so many groups out there. We need our own group. So she created the official ballroom radio chat. And, with London creating the tea party, those were the two popping rooms out there. Of course, some of them got shut down. But
I also got to say, baby, a couple of, I think about a month ago, we finally got shut down. But we was one of the longest running Facebook groups, bitch, just like the radio show, bitch. They took y'all bitches 3 years to get us shut down, bitch. 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there y'all some hating ass motherfuckers out there though. Y'all tried to get this radio show shut down the first couple of years. Bitch, please, it didn't work at all. Now we got motherfucking sponsors and shit like that. Y'all just don't succeed at it. And y'all went to Facebook and did y'all little complaining and all that stuff. Y'all did it, but what happened? Hours later, Kelly had a whole new one with thousands of members all over again. So what are y'all doing? It ain't gonna ever work. Yeah, just give it up. That's all you can do. Give it up. But
in less than 24 hours.
With that being said, I decided because it was a lot of backlash that we was getting. A lot of people didn't like Kelly. A lot of people didn't like what was happening on Mondays. A lot of people didn't like Tuesdays. And they kept saying, there's nothing positive with that show. Everything is negative. So I said, really? Okay. So I gave you something positive. I gave you a Wednesday night. I gave you a state of emergency. I gave you guys a platform where, not me, but for you guys to be able to come on the air and talk about issues and topics that you're facing, not just within balls, but within your lifestyle, within the community itself, within anything that you live with, you know, your health, your education, your finance, love, family, your career, your, you know, your talent, anything and everything that's a part of your life, I talked about on Wednesday night. And I opened the door for anybody to be a part of it. And that's why I call them panelists, not cast members. And even some of the people on Tuesday really started from Wednesday. You know, they really were the first ones that came because I reached out to the new generation of children. I didn't want to hear the same things from the older generation, the legends and the icons. I wanted the new generation to be a part of Wednesday night because I wanted the people that were active and the young generation out there that is facing everything to be able to be heard. And it even brought back people that were once a part of this community or once a part of ballroom that stepped away to do real things in their real lives. You know, Vonna, Revlon, Amaya Revlon, she was one of my first guests, female figure guests on the show. And, you know, that she came on every Wednesday and she talked and talked. And look at her now, you know, an active, well, I want to say, mother of Revlon. You know, she's out there at the balls and participating and helping with the House of Revlon. And you know, she's doing her thing, you know. She stepped back into the ballroom scene. You know, other people that sat with us on Wednesday night, y'all going to have to help me with this one, though. But who else was there on Wednesdays? Enrique came.
You girls are fierce, Miss Say. Y'all girls are fierce. I cannot with these girls in my inbox, Miss Say. They said she's sick with you, Miss Say, but she needs to stop sitting in jail.
Girl.
Here you go.
J-Rock, okay, take a second, Jasmine. J-Rock, whatever you did to Icon LaQuanda, LaGuida Johnson, can you please apologize so she can take this picture down of the old Tea Party Tuesday cast? Thank you.
I didn't do a motherfucking thing to her. That's the whole thing. The bitch always coming for me. So I blocked her ass. I blocked her. I blocked Icon Penny. I blocked anybody that's got something to say about me when I'm not saying shit to them. And now they're mad. What they mad at? You don't even fucking know me, bitch.
That's so sensitive. I never block nobody
that
call me Tiggly
Wiggly. But I block them because I just don't want to hear it and I don't want to see it. What are you doing? You're on air or you don't want to see nothing. You get rid of it. Mm-hmm. So whatever they got to say about me, I really don't care. You know what I'm saying? I don't see it. You can say what you want to say about me. You can post as many pictures you want about me. I really don't give a fuck because I don't see it. Like, I don't see you.
All right, so on Wednesdays, I just want to thank everybody that was a part of Wednesdays and that is still a part of the Wednesdays. Again, it's always new flavor. Wednesday nights is in its third season. And one of the things that Wednesday nights has definitely done with the show itself is it bridged a gap within the ballroom community as well, especially with family. And I will say this. A lot of you people don't realize this. For all you haters that are listening or for you people that are just not aware or for you people that don't really tune in on Wednesdays, I have a lot of family members that listen and they learn so much about their own children or their own family members based on a Wednesday night show. And I want to say thank you and give a special shout out to all the parents that are a part of our show as well that do listen. I have a lot of people in the straight community as well that do listen to the show. They're big fans of Kelly, of course. They love, you know, the Tea London and the Tea Party and the Tuesday night Trash Talk Tuesdays. And they love listening on Wednesdays. I get so many hits from all over saying thank you. They enjoyed the show. I get requests for different topics and stuff that people want to talk about, or people that are facing, people are facing issues out there, but maybe they're afraid to come on and speak, so they want us to talk about it. So I really want to say thank you. I know a lot of you guys do not listen to Wednesdays based on the fact that you love the scandals and the gossip and the tea and stuff, but Wednesdays definitely plays a major part in people's lives, and I'm glad to be a part of it, and I'm glad to help you guys as well, and I want to say thank you to all you people that are a part of it, as well as my current people that sit with us, Melissa, my lovely daughter, Calvin, Shamika, of course, again, Michi, Jason for being a part of it, J-Rock for being a part of it, Tiffany for getting there from time to time.
I just said Westside.
Marcus, who's always on the air, and he comes on from time to time. Everybody, Justin, when we recap some of our TV shows, of course. And I can't, you know, not give a shout-out to Bishop, who, even though you guys hate him or you guys love to hate him or whatever, but he plays a major part as well. I've watched Bishop grow within the show as well, and I want to say thank you to him. As well as, you know, I know you girls always remember, it seems like every season there was always that one person, that one pest that used to come on the show, like Trayvon and you know, just so many people. Yeah, just so many people. It was like always that one person that would call and get on our nerves. You know, just different characters that London, of course, started the trend with. But and I loved this. I loved when that one episode when Trayvon kept trying it and couldn't stand, you know, certain people. But when London called Trayvon out, his real name, where he was located, his mother's name, his father's name, when London called that child out, Trayvon couldn't take it. She was wounded. And that was so fucking funny.
Yes. Kelly, I remember when Trayvon told Kelly to buy his ticket to some ball or come somewhere that Kelly was going, and he was like, buy my ticket or whatever. And Kelly was like, I ain't buying your ticket, but if I see you there, I just see you there or something. He wanted to have with Kelly or something. Y'all remember he told Kelly buy his ticket?
She probably did.
Ooh, Alexa, did you say she probably bought it?
I swear she did.
Miss Alexis, we're not gonna do that, bitch. I don't buy motherfucking tickets, Miss Snow. Okay.
Rodney.
Yes, what's going on?
Hey, Rodney. Okay, so Rodney, Kelly, and where's Marcus? Marcus didn't get back on, Kelly.
No, his phone was the voicemail.
Jasmine.
Okay. Huh?
I want to send a shout out to the originals, the original profiles, original fake profiles, Mona, RJ Katask. Well, RJ, he's not fake because he actually introduced himself. RJ Costa. RJ Costa and Banji Juice. I just remember them from the Tea Party Room, and they've been with us ever since.
Definitely. Right. Shout out to all of them. You know, all you girls that play a major part in it as well. I want to say shout out to all you girls. Let's go to another caller real quickly, and then I want to make an announcement. 704-769
on the air. What do you mean, push one?
You looking at me like you
got okay, thank you, caller. All right, so basically, I just want to really take the time to say thank you to everybody for everything that we do and, you know, everything that everybody plays a part in for the past 6 years. But we're about to take this to a whole new level. With the help and the ideas from my sister, Rodney, and, you know, others as well, we're about to take this to a whole new level. And what I'm going to say tonight is I'm introducing something new for this community. Tenza Chop will be invading your city. over the next year, Tenza Chop will be going to different cities within this community, within this ballroom scene, and invading your territory. We're going on a tour, a live tour, to your city. We will be giving an event each time we're there. And it will be a tour that leads up to something major, something very big in 2015, something that you girls have never seen before. So I want you girls to be prepared and ready for it. We will be hitting different cities on the West Coast, the Midwest, the North and the South on the East Coast. So be prepared, be aware, and definitely be supportive because it will be something big again in 2015. And we need everyone's support. We definitely want to bridge the gap and, you know, give you girls something that you girls have never seen before. We're looking for talent, we're looking for participation, we're looking for support, and we definitely will be hitting your area soon. So, Kelly, do you want us to talk about that for a minute? Rodney?
We ran on the West Coast.
Well, North Carolina was the first city that we invaded. Woo! We're going to be coming, like Jasmine said, from different cities to different states, and we're going to have different mini balls. And all of those mini balls is going to lead up to the one big grand finale that
yes.
we're going to have in 2015. And y'all know anything that I'm a part of and anything that Jasmine is a part of, you know, it's definitely going to be phenomenal. Bitch, and y'all already know
the cash is gonna be in the building.
Rodney's a part of it, and we're just gonna have fun with it, and we're gonna make it big, honey. And don't worry, the next time we have one, we're gonna make sure we definitely do get to all the categories, and that we have a venue that's adequate enough that can hold everybody, so y'all girls don't, you know, so y'all Michis and J Rock don't have to come read and say, you know, that it was. you know. So I'm gonna definitely make sure that
reading.
I'm gonna make sure y'all definitely comfortable at the next one. Okay.
And to correct my sister just a little bit, it's not just gonna be mini balls, but we're gonna call them mini ball deluxes in all honesty. It's not just gonna be a little mini ball or a little aftermath. Some cities are gonna get a certain amount. Some cities will be giving you guys an aftermath or a mini ball. Other cities will just be coming in and invading your territory. And, you know, with the mini ball deluxe or so. So just be prepared for
and
what
bet.
We have in store.
You know what? You know what I was just looking at the other day, Jasmine, and I forgot to tell you. I was just looking at, you know what? Asia did a really cute concept, right? When she put up those teams. And I think the next one that we have, I want to do those two teams that Asia put up because it was like over 100 and something comments on that thing. And I think I want to do those two teams, Miss Thing, and do it for like $1,000, Miss Thing, and have the girls vote down.
Oh.
Well, we can talk about that, honey. We'll have a meeting about that. We'll definitely have a meeting about that. Yeah, ideas. And like I always say, you know, I do this for the community. So reach out to us and let us know what you would like. Reach out to us and let us know that you want us in your city. You want the Tenza Chop tour in your city. You want us to grace your city. And believe me, it will be phenomenal. So make sure you reach out. Categories, talent, anything. Reach out, Rodney. You got the icon on the air, Rodney. Kelly, myself, you know how to reach us. You know, reach out to us. And if you want us in your city, we'll be there. Just reach out.
Jasmine.
Like Kelly said. Yeah.
Put them off the way.
Oops.
Yeah.
You are.
On behalf of the West Coast, of the West Coast Sound and Mayor, we want you there.
What?
What?
We will all be there.
Be the West Coast.
Rodney, do you want to say? Rodney, do you want to say anything?
His leather pants want y'all to come this way.
You know, I'm in a car with a lot of people, so I really can't talk. It's going to be too noisy. But, yeah, everything that Jasmine and Kelly have said, definitely true. Definitely try to give you guys something special, give you guys something fun. You know, coming to Texas, featuring J-Rock on the mic, coming to the Bay Area, we meet you on the mic, you know, giving back to the community and having our own, helping us out, you know, getting it going like that. So, you know, it is what it is.
That's right. Even though we are invading your territory, don't think we're trying to step on your toes, because I'm looking for talent out there, your local commentators to be a part of this, your local DJs to be a part of this, your local talent to be a part of this. We're scouting, because that event in 2015 is going to be something big. So you definitely want to get your tickets in early. You definitely want to be a part of this. And so you can be a part of 2015. I'm not going to give you all the details. All that will be coming soon, shortly. I'm just giving you girls a little taste of it. But you definitely want to be a part of that. So that's where we are going with the new year. And it will be starting soon. Again, like Kelly said, it was kicked off in North Carolina, but it will be starting soon. We will be in Chicago for the Rags to Riches Ball, July 4th weekend, and we will be coming to other cities as well. So just be prepared for it.
Yeah.
It's a way to get the girls up. Get me up, girl.
Get me up, girl.
Wait, and Miss Tiffany, you and your twin Alexis, looking like over there, looking like the two twins off of House Party 4. Please, don't come for my sister Kelly.
Girl, fuck you and your sister.
Kelly came for herself. I mean, I'm giving props for Azu. I said this year is the best, you know, year. She's been looking really good, and, you know, she's been killing Monique C. And her weave's been intact. Her makeup's been on point. You know what I'm saying? You got to give credit where credit is due. I mean, last year she was looking like Refrigerator Joe Perry. This year she stuck her
hair. Hold on. Tiffany, are you saying 2013 or 2014? Because we're only 2 months into the year.
I'll give her this year.
I'm not even gonna sit here and argue with Mighty Joe Young.
Not Mighty Joe Young. And Alexis is not my
that's
cousin.
That's right.
I look better than Alexis too.
That's right. It is called the Tents or Chops Invasion. We are invading. So just keep that in mind, honey. Tents or Chops Invasion. You'll see promotional material out very, very soon. I wanted to say something else. Again, I will talk more about it on Wednesday. I'm going to turn the show over to Kelly because I got to get up and do some stuff. But I do want to, again, thank our sponsor, Audible.com, for, you know, supporting our episode tonight and supporting Tens of Chops as well. For you girls out there, on a serious note, and I'll get to you girls on it on Wednesday and talk about it a little bit more, but I want you girls to really think about subscribing to Audible.com. For you girls that are listening to, you know, that love to read books or don't get a chance to honestly pick up a book and read it because you're either busy or you're on the go, you got girls should really, really invest in getting Audible.com, subscribing to it. You can do it on your computer. You can even do it off your iPhone, your Android phone. And bottom line is it's a book. You get any type of book you want. Hundreds of books out there, thousands of books out there. They're owned by Amazon.com. And you can just download a book on your phone and listen to it. They will all, you know, read the book to you. And what better, you know, what can you do better than that? You don't have to pick up the book. You don't have to sit there, lose focus. Put your headphones on. Get on the train. While you're driving the car, you're going on these long trips. So, you know, driving to these balls and stuff. Let the book play. It could be any type of book. Fitness book, recipe book, movie book, biographies, documentaries, any of that stuff. You can actually get and learn something. Even if it has to do with your education, your classes, anything like that, download it. It's free. Again, right now you have a free month membership if you subscribe at audible.com/tensorchops. You'll get a free, you can actually get a free download as well, and you have a free month to do what you need to do, as well as, you know, just get what you need out of it. If you don't like it, you don't feel it's worth it, cancel the membership after a month, but enjoy. Get your free book. Subscribe, download it, and you can do whatever you want. It's really serious. I'm going to look more into it as well. I mean, I've done it before. Even though, like, I'm a big fan of Twilight, I have all four books. But, child, I don't have time to sit in one spot reading the book. So what I used to do is download them, put them on my iPhone, and, like, clean the house and sit by the pool and listen to the books. I love the Twilight series, Lord of the Rings series and stuff like that. And I used to just download them. It wasn't through Audible. It was just another audio book. But I'm enjoying Audible now. So you girls really need to download it. Again, audibletrial.com /tentachops. You'll find it in the group. If you guys are downloading this episode, it will be in the link promoting the episode as well. Just click on it and subscribe. And I want to say thank you so much. I'm going to step away for a little bit. I will be back on Wednesday for the State of Emergency show. But I'll be back throughout the night. But I need to get up. But Kelly, Jason, London, y'all take it away.
Yes, for the Audible book, Divine Commercial.
Kelly, please.
Oh, my Georgia, God. Georgia on the night shift.
Mute your phone, Kelly.
Oh, you got that goddamn Lionel Richie link on there.
That's an Uber on the way.
Oops.
That's fantastic.
Jasmine.
Jasmine's gone, Callie. You gotta go.
I'm here. What's up?
The link is not working on Android phones.
It's not working on Android phones?
No.
Let me look into it, y'all. Let me look into it. I'm a look into it right now. So hold on, y'all. Let me get this together.
But there's no shade. There's been a lot going on with Android. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Kind of like if you go into an event page and try to read somebody's categories and you hit more, it won't even let you go and look. Like, you, it's retarded.
It's time to upgrade.
Android
and Team iPhone, y'all girls need to be like my, it's never too late. My sister Selvin just got hers, and she's FaceTiming everybody. If you girls have been invaded by Selvin and her iPhone, please call in. Because, honey, I was getting out the shower the other day, and I just seen her pop up on my iPhone. Like, hey, sis. Bitch, I haven't even used FaceTime in forever. She just pops up, and I just knew it was her because probably the night before, Kelly was like, oh, here you go. Now you finally got an iPhone. But, girl, Team iPhone, Team Apple, you girls need to get with it. Stay away from Android. No shade.
You know, Jasmine, for a long time I had to tell Naima that iPhones were for the upper echelon, was a part of the upper echelon of communication.
Oh, girl.
And
oh,
see,
my
me,
God, now, I don't know what all that.
See, me, Android was made, okay, listen. Android was made for you girls that lived in the projects or were less fortunate.
Girl.
That couldn't afford.
Bitch, please. Bitch, you sound a damn motherfucking fool, bitch.
You're trying it now.
The fuck?
No, but y'all do y'all remember when iPhones first came out?
Don't get
how much
mad
they were?
At her. It's okay. Everybody can't afford Apple products. I mean,
oh, no, baby. I can afford an Apple product. I just chose to go with the
when
Note
you're
3.
Not crafting it.
Ooh.
Ooh. I don't craft.
Well, my first one was crafted.
The girls love the cheese.
And my first one was crafted, bitch. And that was back in 2007. When it comes to the
hard Jason.
Yes.
Somebody sent me that damn picture that was put up in 2012 that everybody seen.
J-Rod, why are we back to talking about that? I've already
right.
seen that
picture.
Yeah.
It's
coming,
hold on real quick. For you girls that are trying to download it, what I would suggest is this is what you do. Number one, go to a website. Any website, like on a computer or on your Android. I don't know what you guys use, Chrome. I haven't seen an Android phone in God knows how long, so I don't know how you guys get on the net. But whatever you do, go to the link audibletrial.com/tenderchops. Log on to it through a computer or your web, whatever web you have, web access you have, and sign in. Log in, sign in, sign up for it. Then you can go to Google Play and download the app on your phone. You should be able to download the app on your phone, and then you can just log in that way. Basically, they want you to register on a computer or through the web first, and then you can download the app and just put your username and password in. That's how you should pretty much do it. Just you register through a computer and then put your username and password, through it that way. That's how the best way to do it. Yeah, I guess.
Shout out.
For those of you who can't do it, I'm sorry, but, you should be able to do it. And if you have an Amazon.com account, you can just log on to your Amazon. I don't know. I've been always just a big supporter of Amazon. So if you have an Amazon.com account, just sign into your Amazon account, and, you don't have to do anything else. But we'll talk more about it on Wednesday. I don't want to, bore everybody with the details. And if you need any information, just hit me up directly, and I'll guide you through it. Thank you.
Shout out to Mr. Man and the rest of the guys in the Blog Talk Radio chat room, Jasmine. They're saying that we didn't thank them for being loyal listeners and fans. So, Mr. Man, thank you for listening every Monday, Tuesday,
definitely,
and Wednesday for being very opinionated and sharing with us. Thank you, Black Vader, Prince, Black Big Tie. Thank all of you guys. We agree to disagree sometimes, but we love you just the same. So shout out to you all in the
chat room. You know what? It's really no shade. We can't forget Kelly. We can't forget that chat room. Honey, you know they was here with us from the beginning. The chat room on Blog Talk Radio has definitely been there before the groups, before Facebook and those damn groups. And I want to say thank you. I'm sorry that, we kind of moved up with the groups and stuff. We didn't really focus on you girls. But yes, Mr. Man, definitely. Thank you so much for being a part of this. They used to be our little eyes and ears. You girls think on Facebook in the group that you girls are the eyes and ears now, because y'all be inboxing me and tagging me when somebody posts a commercial. Y'all so serious. I be gagging like Jasmine and Kelly, somebody posting, promoting an event. But no, the chat room used to be the eyes and ears too, because every time Blog Talk used to log in, honey, they used to hit us up privately. They're watching us. Watch what y'all say. They're watching us. Girl, I never forget those days. But thank you so much again to the chat room as well, for being a part of us as well. Thank you. All right, I got to get up. Kelly?
Well, I ain't never used that Misty Lake bitch. I ain't never liked her. She's always tried on my damn time.
Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to get up.
Yeah.
I got to get up.
And Miss Reading Rainbow Nisha, I can't stand that bitch.
Mm-mm. Baby.
Kelly is the only person I know.
Kelly, what are you doing over there?
What?
You don't got nowhere to go.
What are you doing?
I'm laying across my bed, honey.
You keep saying you got to get up.
I am about to get up.
Well, you're the bed
you
man.
Keep saying you got
to
get up.
Where you going?
Did you just say she gave
you
the bed, man?
Kelly said,
"Move
to you, Kelly.
Are
you
going
to keep taking that, Kelly?"
Girl, I'm not paying the girls no mind, Miss That Girl, honey. I feel 200% better than I felt earlier, honey, okay?
Between Alexis, Tiffany, and J-Rock, why are they giving it to you tonight, Callie?
Miss Day, because you know they got to get life, Miss Day. Let them get their life, Miss Day.
That is me who just called her Moo the Cow with
that. Miss Day, honey, hold. Wait, baby. What? This fucking shit bitch over here, bitch, is really like carry on, honey. Hold on. I'm trying to get rid of this motherfucking shit, bitch. But,
Oh, hold on. We got Bishop. Bishop wants to say something really quickly. Bishop, come on the air. Don't do that to him. Stop. Bishop, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up? What's up, folks?
All I wanted to do was say happy anniversary. I've been doing a couple of things on the internet right now, and I'll do it like this. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, dear Tans and Chubs. Trash Talk Tuesday.
What y'all not going to do is be rude to that man. I don't hear none of y'all on this phone singing right now. I don't hear none of y'all singing right now.
Go ahead, Bishop. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Bishop. Get it out.
Finish. Finish.
State of Emergency Show. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, y'all.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, Bishop. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bishop.
Yeah.
Jason.
I can't wait to hear Bishop intro.
Hello.
So, Jason, you know why they can't take me, Jason?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. I'm back on that.
I think those guys... I guess, you know, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I guess the girls ain't really, you know, listen to my intro, you know, the way they should have listened.
Anyway, listen.
What, the Houston intro?
I have one question. Did Bishop say happy anniversary?
Yes.
He did.
Okay. Stand to the side as I introduce to you the future icon, the queen herself. Legendary mother.
And
I think
right, the future icon.
Yes, her and Milan, they're gonna become icons at the same time.
Work.
You know who the fuck we not.
Work.
Actually, I think Milan would be an icon before her.
You would say that because you're from the West Coast.
She's not from the West
actually,
Coast.
Milan is from the Midwest, sweetie. He moved.
But he resides in the West Coast, so you would say that.
No, clearly I wouldn't say that because he resides in the West Coast, Cali.
Well, you know, honey, I am bound, you know.
He did. Yeah. He worked for his title harder than you did, Kelly.
You said what?
He worked for his title harder than you did, Kelly.
You see his new Twitter video, honey?
I don't work for anything that is.
Have you seen that new sword video?
Me, it's bestowed upon me because you know
iconic.
My accolades. You know, so you know, I don't beg for shit.
What we gonna stop doing is using these big words that you can't pronounce, sister.
I don't. I don't beg for shit.
I let you get away with it earlier with something you said, and I tried to comment, but they had cut me off. But you gonna stop?
Okay, I don't beg. I don't beg.
Wait, Alexis, it was We Will Be Phenom. No, it
some words she was talking about the ball and she was like she said something. I was like, what?
Kelly.
I got over Sierra.
We got a couple of callers, but Bishop, thank you so much. I really appreciate it and we will definitely see you on Wednesday or Tuesday. Tuesday. You know, you're welcome to come on Tuesday. 704-769. Are you still listening?
Spaghetti.
You a crackhead.
Hey, right? Charlotte. Who is Charlotte calling here?
Hold on a second. We got another caller. 347-269. You're on the air.
Spaghetti.
What the? You know what? I plead the.
That's the devil.
Who's
your home, Satan?
That's somebody. No, that's not the caller. That's one of y'all people on the air doing that.
Y'all are trying it.
That wasn't me.
This just came into my inbox. The Dark Claw wants to wish everyone a happy anniversary.
Thanks, Morale.
Who?
Milan is a dark claw.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, Milan, if you're listening, honey, copy my link and put it on your Twitter page because I know you got like a million followers.
Y'all
copy that link for me really quick and promote
y'all
it.
Are some shady ass avatars.
Not a million followers.
She do got a million followers. It's no shame. Milan knows how to market himself.
Icon.
It's no shame. As you market yourself, honey, mark the brand as well.
Yeah, you know, people do
I was really ready to see his Lamborghini. I'm waiting for him to put that up in a video.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Why would you bring that back up?
You know what, Tiffany, would you bring that up? That was one of the hottest moments up on the show.
That
y'all all that Lamborghini got ran for 3 weeks and three shows. It's no show.
I'm waiting for him to bust it out on you girls, honey. You
that Lamborghini was legendary.
Kelly, are you still there? They said that we lost Kelly. Kelly,
yeah,
are you here?
I'm here.
Good. Oh, damn.
You must have switched phones. We have another caller, private caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Mama Jones?
Hey, y'all. Happy anniversary.
Hey, Mama Jones.
How y'all doing? Don't talk about Milan. I'm in his Lamborghini right now.
Oh, shit.
I'm not talking about it. I'm ready to see it. I want him to bust it out on all the girls who doubted him.
And we ready to see you come out for face and sit somebody.
Oh, shit.
I've already done that, honey.
Oh, shit.
I've already done that.
Girl, come out your city and do it.
Oh,
but y'all have a good night.
Oh, shit.
Girl, that's your goddamn cigarette-smoking, throat-ratchet voice ass on, honey. Don't start with me, bitch.
Girl, maybe if you smoked a couple packs a day, you'll lose a couple pounds.
I don't need to, girl, because you smoke all of them and you look emancipated, honey. You look a mess, Mama Jones, girl. Jimmy
girl.
Is having you over there looking horrible
oh
in that whole house.
Girl, you just mad.
You
just
mad.
So
I'm mad at the boom.
Mad over there.
Boom kosh. I'm mad at the boom kosh.
You mad because the straight boys didn't want to do you no more, Miss Thing, so you had to go to Bush Queen.
Mama Jones.
Just switch over to Bush Queen, girl.
Why?
That was funny.
Why?
I had to look for that. Mama Jones, what happened now?
Girl, you know what happened.
Please
you
tell me again. Please tell me again, Mama Jones. What happened?
You heard it loud and clear,
oh,
bro.
Girl, that's a funny thing, girl.
Yeah.
Cute.
Nobody could give me a shout out talking about the callers and all of that.
Well, Mama Jones, you kind of new on the scene, so
you
kind of slipped through the cracks.
We didn't even give Mama Granny a shout out as she's been here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
shout out to
Granny
Gonzo.
Yeah. Shout out to Granny, yes, definitely.
I'm a woman. Shout out to the House of Fella.
If we forget about you, it's not, we're not personally forgetting, huh? It's no shade. It's just, it's a lot,
all right.
Honey.
All right. Just
years
make sure.
And a lot of people.
Make sure next
no,
year,
shout
y'all.
Out. Yeah.
Shout out to the turban Camaro had on his head.
Oh, shit.
I thought it was going to be like from Harry Potter. You know that thing that was underneath the man's head? Voldemort. He who shall not be named. But anyway, you know who I got to give a shout out to? The caller who used to always call and say, I'm calling about the ad in the paper. He was creepy. I used to like him.
Oh, and shout out to the caller that said, I'm a woman.
We said that already, girl.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We really did.
I'm sorry.
Well, Keisha, when she called up there talking about the ball, she walked with the Letterman's jacket on. And that
oh, yeah,
so
shout out to Keisha, wherever Keisha is. Shout out to Alexis's good girlfriend who Kelly still has not went to his house and picked up her gift from Christmas of 2012.
And she still hasn't went back and got her gift again.
Thank you, Brian, for being a part of the show. We have a couple of callers. 347-269.
Yeah, what up?
347-269.
Yeah, what up? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, caller.
Hi, how are you?
What's going on? I'm just calling in. Shit, I hear it's your anniversary. I'm going to say happy anniversary.
Well, thank you so much.
I just heard about this radio show. I'm just calling in, show some love.
Well, thank you so much. We always get new listeners. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Cool. And make sure you tune in every Tuesday and Wednesday at the same time.
Oh, shit.
Bitch, that ain't me, bitch. Stop motherfucking playing with me, bitch.
That voice sounded familiar.
Okay, stop motherfucking playing with me, motherfucking J-Rock, okay? And Alexis didn't know that y'all shouted that person out because she was too busy eating that triple waffle.
Damn.
First of all, homeboy, I don't even eat Burger King because it smells like some of your homegirls.
Oh, shit.
It smells like North Carolina. Ooh.
Oh, God.
You know what I learned from last year, though, a lot? Kelly never liked folk when the people would call up there and read her kids or her house members. She always used to try to hush us. Okay, call her. Like, Mel Uber. Y'all remember when Miss Ginger Stuff got told the boy in and we called the boy? They called to get the interview with the boy about why he stole Miss Ginger stuff out the hotel.
Oh my, yes.
I never had a problem with y'all reading my house notes, bitch. You just wasn't gonna talk about my kids.
Yeah, you didn't like that. You used to be like,
you could read down, but when it comes to my personal kids, that's what we're not going to do.
Alexis, mind your motherfucking neck, Alexis, okay? I'm going to get me a motherfucking McDouble, bitch. Oh, so you're going to get your...
Wait.
Yes, it's Andre on here.
This is too much big hoes eating late at night. Like, this is too much.
Girl. Andre's no longer on the phone.
No, Mama Jones, I think Andre's gone.
I wanted to know what happened between him and Chief Ross. I mean, Stuart.
We'll talk about that tomorrow night. This is the anniversary, so we don't want to do that tonight.
Because when you was in Atlanta, my girlfriend said she was up at 5:45 shaving.
What's a 5:45? What's a call you at
5 in the morning while everybody was asleep.
Oh my god.
Alexis, you were up
god.
At 5:45 in the morning,
oh, shit.
What did she say? She was Harlem shaking at 5:45 in the morning.
She was up shaving.
Shaving. Oh, I'm like, I'm lost. What the hell? I'm
Why? We're about to play some commercials to tone it down, honey.
At least he was catching it before 6 o'clock, because 6 o'clock shadows are crying.
Shut up, Tiffany.
5:45, she was 15 minutes early.
Tiffany, you are low-key trying it.
Oh, God.
I'm not. Talk about my sister as punctual.
Alexis, I'm glad I ain't the only one that caught that.
Oh my God! I just
cut
one of my lashes.
All right, can I please have 2 McDoubles, please? Add Max to it, please.
Oh my God! Oh really? You couldn't mute yourself.
Listen, let her finish. She about to get 2 sweet teas with no ice, 2 McDoubles with Add Max on.
You said why?
Did you get the 2 sweet teas with no ice?
I couldn't hear you, love.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's too late for y'all to be eating like that.
Girl, you probably got a bucket of crawfish over there, huh?
I eat crawfish on Fridays.
Over there, got a bucket of butter just sucking what?
What?
Mama Joyce, you better shut your old bald-headed ass up now.
Oh my God, if you're listening from the chat room, from the Blog Talk chat room, you have about 9 minutes to call in before we go into record mode.
No, they don't even have to call in.
Why, Kelly?
Y'all staying on after 2 o'clock.
Girl, you going to vote? Is anybody here?
Girl, I'm not staying on after 2 o'clock.
Oh, God. Okay, let's go back to this 5:45.
Well, this is not Monday. Well, I don't do Monday night, so if Monday night isn't at 2 o'clock, then
well,
I'm going to
stay. Y'all can stay on, baby. Y'all can get your life, mistake.
I'm not running switchboard, so.
Just because Alexa's got to get up at 5:40 in the morning, Kelly.
Hold on.
Just because you got that skin over there that look like tough actor to act this, bitch, don't try it, okay? Okay.
Kelly, no shade. You always say you ain't took no hormone in 15 years, girl. Don't come.
Miss say don't come for what?
Girl, don't come for Miss Lexus, honey. But girl, why you want to 5:45 shaving, Lexus?
Tiffany, first of all, I haven't been to Atlanta like 3 years. So I didn't even know who that is, but I was up at 5:45 shaving. Bitch, please.
I thought she said you were shaking at first. I was like, no. She was cracking, see? That's not what you mean.
If she was up shaking at 5:40 in the morning, bitch, it would have been an earthquake in Atlanta.
Ooh.
Kelly, you over there acting like you got motherfucking precious skin, bro. Now calm down.
Okay.
You know what, Miss Day? You know what? This is what I want from you and Tiffany, Miss Day.
I ain't even came for you, girl.
No, I'm just saying, Miss Day. I want to do the NeNe challenge with you and Alexis. NeNe challenge? You put up your
NeNe challenge. Now, you want all three of y'all big ass to be doing a nay-nay challenge and fuck up somebody's flow?
What the hell is a nay-nay challenge?
Girl, some
girl.
Some
big girl.
Oh, you talking about that drop, that dance, do that nay-nay?
Yes, first do the nay-nay. Pull up y'all video. I'm making a nay-nay video.
Let me tell you something. If y'all, bitch,
girl,
if y'all
Kelly,
bitch,
I'm not doing
bitch,
no nay-nay. I can't compete
bitch,
with your way to
Bitch, if you could get Tiffany to do the motherfucking nay-nay, I'm going to be
Tiffany didn't even want to walk from my house to the store, so I know she ain't dancing.
Won't.
Dan shut down. Oh, when I get up, when I get full, honey, I drop it like it's hot in the club. Don't test my dancing because I can move something, honey. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
You drop it like
it's hot.
Oh, you know, okay, I get to the floor and everything. Don't try it.
I'm never in the floor with you.
You know what the best thing to do? Who you could ask best to get on the song? Ask George Mizrahi how this ass was dropping on him in the club in Atlanta, honey, MLK weekend. Yeah, when he was kissing me in my mouth.
Who helped you? Hurricane Tiffany is definitely going to be coming to motherfucking Texas.
What?
Did you say George Mizrahi?
I said, yeah, when I was dropping it on him in Loretta's in Atlanta, when I went to that hot sweat ball, honey, and I was dropping it on him, and I was grinding on that, honey, and the girls couldn't.
Oh, so that's why he didn't use Kelly that weekend.
He was kissing on me, honey. He always takes Kelly. The girls start separating us.
Let me tell you one motherfucking thing, honey, okay? I am the beginning, and I will be the end. You are the hole, just in the middle.
That's right. I like it like that. It's better in the middle, honey.
That
yes.
Girl,
I can't ever see you fitting in nobody's middle seat, middle aisle, middle anything.
Listen here, like, right. Don't come for me, honey.
Double step on yo if she the cream in the middle of that, bitch.
Honey, I
want to know who helped you up when you dropped it like it's hot.
Oh, I didn't need no help up, baby. I didn't need no help up.
Will she drop it? Will she know, London, when she go to the club and she know she's going to drop it like it's hot, Miss Say, girl, the same way she ordered that bunch of hair, Miss Say, she ordered a crane, Miss Say, to be outside the club.
Not a crane, Kelly. A crane?
Okay.
Seriously? Well, I'm sorry that I can't compete with you in how you turn your cherry out. I can't wait for you to come and turn
the
cherry out.
Speaking of cherry
out. That's a video, though, no shade.
New Year's. Y'all remember when Kelly made the video?
That's what I'm talking about. I can't compete with her in her
cherry out. We was in the city, girl. She came to the hotel in her poom-poom shorts and her trench coat.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's just fucking disgusting. Bitch, you can't motherfucking make me say, yes, I had all my poom-poom, bitch. I had all my fishnet motherfucking stockings, Miss Day. I had all my thigh-high flat motherfucking boot, Miss Day. And I had all my motherfucking top.
And that's why
New York's crime rate is fucking high now, because they let shit like this walk through the city. Well, this is the reason why. Well, not only
and
that, Missy Brett, the fish net. See, listen, y'all heard her talking about the two sweet teas with light eggs. Y'all heard her? The fish net kept getting extra holes on them. Like, they was just ripping by themselves. It was just
no. Actually, Alexis, I ripped them before I left the house because I was going for that, you know, rock and roll effect.
Alexis,
don't make me give you a flashback call of what came through that talk. And I thank you.
Alexis, you making more videos?
I remember that video. It was
okay, Tiffany. Okay, we get the point.
Okay. I'm saying you could. She's talking about doing the name challenge, girl.
No,
you can dance.
She's trying.
Tiffany, I swear to God, with sisters like you, who needs an enemy?
What am I doing? Let's just know I love her, honey.
Mm-hmm. Okay, girl.
Oh, that nigga over there.
My key dada, me and you must never part.
But, Kelly, I'm not ashamed of nothing I do. That's why I do it behind closed doors, sweetheart.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure.
Well, we're not going to talk about what we do when we fall, not to say.
Mm.
Kelly likes to get full and try to mess with the with my ex pieces, honey.
Yes. She be
Excuse me? She have
four of them at one time.
Ooh. Four at one time.
Yeah.
She's a party girl.
Yeah, she is a party girl.
Miss Alexa, it's a lot for her to go around.
She can take about five or six secretly.
What Alexis is talking about. That's what I was. That's when I was Mother Couture. They say, so don't just be Alexis.
Kelly, why do the girls insist on saying that that's you laying naked across the floor with that cigarette?
Stephanie, you ain't shit. You ain't shit.
Why are y'all at me? I said, why do the girls
you
keep insisting on stupid?
Girl, all
y'all
I'm going to say is
I'm saying it don't look shit like Kelly. It don't look nothing like her. Why do they insist on keep lying and saying that's her?
You
do
kind
of resemble
shit.
Her, Tiffany, though. No shade.
It don't even look like her.
She look like Aunt Gertrude. She look like Aunt Gertrude that be at the cookout.
And they just keep saying that. They say one. But I don't know, though, Kelly, because they say that's how you look before you got that nose job. But I don't really know if it's the truth or not.
Kelly got a nose job?
Oh, she did.
So, Tiffany, basically you're saying that's Kelly laying there saying, child, I ain't moving. Just take this picture.
No, I'm not saying. I don't think that looks anything like Kelly. I don't think that's Kelly. I don't know why they was trying to say that. Because even that picture that went, Johnny's was looking like bubblegum and Kelly was a BQ and D, she said, Kelly was still, you know, pussy ass. She looked, you know, nice.
Alexis went and got her implants yesterday.
Ooh.
Alexis don't need no implants, sweetie.
You
don't
think
so?
Hold on. Let me say this. This is what fucked up the community. See, these niggas go around and get titties and everybody wants to take but them titties don't save you when you look like a brick in the mud.
Oh, shit.
Them titties don't save you when you look like a whole nigga in the back. So, I mean, titties don't really make you a motherfucking woman. I know a lot of niggas that's walking around here with double D's and triple E's. They ain't right. They ain't down to their shoulders. I mean, they come out their shoulders. They ain't down to their knees. I mean, like, bitch, what the fuck?
Meechie, you sure she don't need no implants with no problem?
Girl, Miss Kelly, hold on, wait. Girl, just silicone down in your nipple, you say, don't you motherfucking try it. Because it ain't like you got some perky titties over there. All that silicone just sitting around your nipple, girl, that makes you look like you got a motherfucking titty.
Bitch, don't stop. Wait a minute, I'm confused. Because if Alexis ain't been on hormones, and then no hormone titties, what, they just fat titties?
Yeah, I mean, it's no
really
shade. It is no shade, and I have been out with a lot of girls, but Alexis is one of the girls that I have been through public transit through the cities of Atlanta, going to the hood of Atlanta from one end of Atlanta to the next. It is no shade. It is big, fat, veggie, real cunt, all day. It is no shade.
It is,
now,
y'all cannot take
that.
No shade.
I have found this lady on the train and thinking the train is trying to get my tea. Honey, no shade. You can't take it.
If you would have said New York, Michi, I would have gave you your cook. Mister, you said that's motherfucking gay.
Hold on. Now, this is the same nigga I was in Target with. We was in the store, and the lady said, ooh, he played too much and pointed at Kelly.
But Alexa got me cropped.
How did I get you cropped? How did I get you cropped? She called you a nigga, son.
Sorry, you got me caught.
Can I just ask y'all a question? Did anybody remember the video with Tempest and Kelly, the little cartoon video?
She said Kelly was walking on a marshmallow.
I didn't see that. I need to see that. Does anybody have that?
Oh. Tiffany, it's old. That's an old video.
That's when Kelly went on a radio rampage after that video. It's so sad.
Yes.
Because from there on out, she ain't been the same up on this show. No say.
What video part two?
Look up Lola versus Temperance on YouTube. It's a cartoon, Tiffany, and they said Kelly was walking on marshmallows. Her Reebok had met marshmallows. So that's what she used to wear, Reebok classics all the time.
And I want to tell all you avatars out there, baby, y'all better leave those motherfucking videos right on YouTube, bitch.
Kelly's gonna sit up all night and be deleting post boots. The kids is gonna find that video and post that link up. Oh my God.
I got it right now. Hold on.
What, Alexis?
It's too big for them to ask
pieces. What? I
want to
see it.
Alexis, you better put that video in Tiffany's inbox. Because I just might have to dust my apple off.
Be quiet.
I think she's sort of cute. She's Ayana's daughter. Little second, mom isn't lovely enough. Do you think she could sit you down? Bitch, you must obviously not know my name. I am Temperance. Bitch doesn't want to stay with me. She chickened out on me to battle Nadia. Tired hoe. She needed any reason. Not too much to Nadia, bitch, who said my best friend. And, I consider, like I consider most of the rest of the girls, I'm lovely. Nadia sat down Shani, the same bitch who's fragging me. Shani is the only woman besides Brittany and Brian.
Okay, I just made sure I had the right video. Keep it cute, Kelly.
I want to send that to me, girl. Inbox me that, girl, because all I heard is
inbox.
Say.
Inbox is a hub, they say. Because I would hate that. I would hate
you are about the motherfucking key, no say.
I would hate to have to be Vogue and naked.
Girl, say it, girl.
Kelly, you can't get mad. That was a long time ago. Girl, that video was...
She
that
was
video.
Moving. You acting like the big girls can't move. She was moving, honey.
Oh, my God.
Was she moving or was she wobbling?
However you want to put it, sir.
You're a
man.
What's up, Lola?
I like to keep it real cute, sweetie.
What? Why would I keep it cute?
Fall out, Tiffany. Fall out.
No, that's Laura. I mean, London got my video playing in the background.
The way you gag, bitch, you would gag again.
Honey,
wasn't she gagging naked with her 27 piece on?
It was better than your 27 piece that broke out your neck.
Yeah, she was backing down with her one bundle.
Keep it cute. Oh, God. Tiffany, you must be watching the video.
Uh-huh. Lola versus Temperance.
Why y'all got so quiet?
Where's all that air coming from?
Kelly, not back to McDonald's.
She's still in McDonald's?
She should,
you know she goes through the line like two or three times.
Oh,
shit.
Using different accents and shit.
She be
trying to get more sauces.
we not gonna do that, okay? Alexis, bitch, we ain't gonna tell them how you stole those people order, Miss Saint, the last time we went through McDonald's, right?
Oh, listen. So listen,
J-Rod, don't try me, honey.
you take your goth-looking, Hot Topic, leather-flanking pants ass wear on, honey. Don't try me, J-Rock.
What? Girl, what are you talking about?
J-Rock gonna post a video up there talking about dropping like this hot Tiffany or something. He put that big woman with those tight-ass fucking pink pants that was in a blues restaurant. Dropping it like, you know, the one who could barely
J-Rock, you would have ate it if you would have put that big that video of that big girl up on the train in New York and said it was Tiffany.
Oh, shit.
Bishop, can she walk?
She can barely get up there to stand. She's talking about she. And then she got all that velveteen, satin, pink.
Ooh.
What is that, satin? Dog like myself would never wear something like that.
Oh, look at her shaking.
Tiffany, why did you make an entrance on the stage like that?
Oh, London girl.
Oh, she's shaking. Oh, wow.
She's shaking like a red
dog.
Mm-hmm. And J-Rock got the nerve. He got the audacity.
Oh, she hit the ass. She slapped the ass in the kitchen.
He laughed.
Yeah, you know what? I got an announcement to make, y'all. Y'all hear me?
Yeah, we listen.
So since there's so much going on between everybody, I think I'm gonna speak to Kelly and Rocky and everybody about the category and stuff. But what I think I want to do is have the radio station call, you know, the listeners on the radio still call in. They let us know when we invade their town, they let us know one particular battle that they want to see highlighted at that ball. So I'll give an example.
Category or battle?
Huh?
They want to see a specific category or a specific battle.
They want to see a specific battle,
Okay.
You guys call in, like, for example, if y'all want to see Miss Motherfucking, you know, just using this as an example, Tiffany and J-Rock go at it when we invade Texas, y'all got to call in and say that's what y'all want the battle to be. Just giving that as an example. But, you know, bottom line
is,
I'm just using that as an example. You know they can't really walk.
So. I walk a lot of things, but as you can see in that video, Tiffany can't walk shit.
Oh, please.
She walked 10 feet away from a wheelchair.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. So like Kelly said, you know, like we also do like the list and stuff like that, because I'm getting a lot of inboxes about different stuff, so.
So call in and tell us what battles
when we invade your area. Yes, definitely.
I'm just letting you know ahead of time.
Like, for example, when we invade New York, maybe you girls
want to
see
Alexis versus Kelly for realness.
Miss Say Girl, that's not even a battle, Miss Say Girl. Please, I don't battle with Julia Femque.
I don't have much to
these
bring.
These girls get this industrial silicone and think they real motherfucking women.
Here's my offering.
The biggest thing on that hoe is her motherfucking nipple, and she's where she got motherfucking bad.
Oh, my.
Are you seeing that same song that Rita Granddad song with them old crooked teeth?
All that whole silicone sit around her nipple. She ain't got nothing in her chest. It just sit right in her nipple. So she got to have on a bra to make it look like a titty.
Mm.
Girl.
So you saying she got cement around her nipples?
Yes, girl.
If you go back and you look at my coldest winter ever pictures, Miss Say,
I had on my see-through top dress, this thing, and I did not have on a motherfucking bra. And my titties were sitting up nice and perky, okay? But, you know, your palms always sit up nice and perky.
Well, you know that picture of Kelly, that picture of you with that snatchback ponytail where you were sitting, and you looked down at your chest, your titties was not sitting. I don't know what was going on.
J-Rock, you need to make up your mind, because first you said you wanted to lay your head in Kelly's titties.
Yeah, he tried to sleep in Houston when she was there. When Kelly came to Houston, honey, he wanted to, you know, do the thing with Kelly. He said, Tiffany, come here. As soon as I walked in the club, he said, come here, Tiffany. Kelly's up here on the roof. He said, yeah, I'm going to get a piece of her tonight. I said, you want to sleep with Kelly?
You can lie.
That would have been a big piece, honey. That would have been a
big piece. Who brought me up there to you? Okay.
J-Rock.
He, as soon as I walked in the club, he said, Tiffany, Kelly's up there on the roof. He said, yeah, I'm going to get some of that tonight. I said, damn, J-Rock, you want to sleep with Kelly now? He said, yeah. He said, she's sitting up there sitting. He said, come on, let me take you up there to her. I said, oh, my Lord, it's a big thing going on.
Every time we were going somewhere, Kelly and J-Rock would always make plans to meet up.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we was in D.C., when I first met J-Rock and Jason and Tiffany, they always go. They was trying to play there, but you know George was with her, so she couldn't.
Oh.
Oh, George was with Kelly that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had
and
Katie.
And
here.
TJ
that's
had his eye, and plus
weekend.
TJ had his eye on J-Rock, so J-Rock.
Let me tell you one thing, Tiffany. Whatever state I come to, and he's in that state, he's always with me.
Well, Kelly, that's not true because when we was at the Mizrahi function in Atlanta, you was there too when you came out with that pink wig, that pink little prom dress. And
oh
girl,
my God.
he was on me at the club.
She died three times. Don't talk about it.
He was on me, Kelly. He was out there
yeah,
to the club 708, and he seen me. He came running up to me, and I never forget. He had on a white YSL shirt, honey. He came up to me. We was dancing.
Yeah.
I was on my all my stuff. I was dropping it on him, honey, and it was feeling so good for him. Girl, he had to start kissing me in my mouth. And,
that
girl, the girls got mad, and they pulled us apart. They said, oh, no, Tiffany.
He was mad at me that weekend because I didn't tell him I was coming back to the house.
Talk about
bad mouth.
Yeah, all on the dance floor, honey. And the girls gave very snatching me like they wanted a piece. They was like, oh, Tiffany. I said, well, girl, get him. Don't grab me, honey. He's kissing me. I'm not kissing him.
Ew.
Well,
he's kissing me. He was kissing me. I wasn't kissing him.
That's the,
but you know that dropping, that grinding on that, you know that meat, honey, must have felt good for him, girl, because he just had lost it. You know.
That's the power. That's the power of those motherfucking drugs that the kids be doing, Miss Day.
Yeah.
You got to grind it on drugs. You went and picked up the dude, but my trash can.
Baby, that wasn't that night, sweetheart. That wasn't that night, honey.
He got full of those drugs, Miss Thang, and he thought he was kissing on the motherfucking beauty, Miss Thang, but he was actually kissing on the beast.
Oh, girl, no, that's what he was doing, honey, when he was with you in that hot, sweaty ball, honey. That was the beast was then, honey. That's when he was with you. He seen the bell of the ball, honey, the beauty right
here. You're talking about when we was in. You talk about when we was in Vegas and he was tonguing me down in Vegas.
Okay, I wasn't thinking about him in Vegas, girl, then, honey. I wasn't studying him in Vegas then. I think in Vegas, who was I? Oh, you know who I was in love with in Vegas? That's a whole other show. Never mind.
Who about to call?
Never mind.
What butch queen was you trying to be thirsty for in Vegas?
No, I never be thirsty. One thing about me, I don't go after the butch queens because the butch queens come to mama, honey. Because, you know, mama's titties is always full, honey. They come to me. I don't go searching for them.
Girl, you like having sex with butch queens?
Both of
no.
y'all. So some people shake their purse and you shake your titties.
Shake anything, honey.
So wait,
I don't
wait.
shake your
person? Who shake your titties? I don't shake my purse, honey, at all.
You shake your titties.
Why is this crepit throat, Mama Jones?
That was J-Rod.
Oh, that's J-Rod. Oh, he sound like Mama Jones now.
Who?
Huh?
Hey, you shake them sweaty, musty leather
and
balls.
That's fine, and that's fine.
Please.
That is fine.
Please sit up here looking like a reject-ass Apollonia. Is your Prince or your Apollonia? Which one are you, honey?
You know, J-Rod, you know Kelly was going to buy her some leather pants. What ball was that?
They sell leather pants in size 20.
Actually, they do sell
leather pants. It's really not actually leather, it's vinyl.
No, actually, no, bitch. No, bitch, okay? Don't do me, bitch. Actually, when me and Alexis was on our way out for North Carolina, bitch, I was going to buy me a pair of motherfucking leather pants. I seen it. I said to Alexis, I said, I should get these motherfucking pants and gag Miss J-Rock, honey.
So J-Rock ain't even real leather. They was PVC.
Oh, no, mine was real leather. It was $169, honey.
Oh, yeah. His was $29.99.
And okay. Kelly's was vinyl.
Bitch, I don't do.
Leave Kelly alone, Michi.
I don't do vinyl, baby. I don't do vinyl. Vinyl ain't never been my thing.
You know what? I gotta hang up this phone and gotta ask what happened to that boy from Vegas. I need to get on the phone with Brandon to find out what happened to Miss Thang, because he was just, ooh, I still got some pictures in my phone. That's a scandal up there.
What's the boy in Vegas?
Don't worry about it.
Some butch queen with Nancy and
Tiffany, you have to watch Meet You.
I forgot his name, but we was up.
Oh, there. Man! Hold on, Tiffany. Miss Alexis, no, you don't have to watch me, girl. You just need to learn that, Miss Girl, you can never compete with me, Miss Thing. And I had to prove that to you several times in your city, in your home, girl. Stay in your lane, and we will continue to be the best of brothers and sisters because it can never stop the door. And I ain't got to put, and I ain't got no hair on my head, mama.
You
need
to. When I first met Michi, he was very butchy, I thought, and he was come on sing his gospel songs every few minutes. And he was kind of manly. I thought, you know, oh, yeah, you know, I want to play with him.
Oh,
so I kind of
hear
him. I'm like, oh, this is a lady, girl. I can't do nothing with her.
The con-
Wait, but why
Miss Tiffany, hold up.
Why,
hold the fuck
why
up. Hold the
Pooh, Yogi the Friendly Bear and Bernard the Family Bear coming to the party?
What'd you say, London?
I said, why is Yogi Bear, Winnie the Pooh, and Bernard the Family Bear coming for the tea party, Miss Alexa Kelly and Miss Tiffany?
So what's
I
one,
can't even look.
Which one is which? I would have to be Yogi the Bear because I'm the smallest.
Oh,
yeah, you're right. You're the smallest one that's always trying to steal picnic baskets.
hey, boo boo.
Oh, my God.
You know, Alexis, you look like Grimace from McDonald's. You look like Grimace from McDonald's, and Tiffany look like motherfucking Barney.
Oh, God.
Ooh, not Barney.
Now, Alexis actually looks like she has a McDonald's app.
And Kelly do like and Kelly do like SpongeBob.
Oh,
very square shape.
You know, you girls are a mess, honey. Y'all and these motherfucking fat jokes. I'm so glad I'm skinny now.
Come on, girl.
Yeah, because Tiffany be like Patrick Starfish.
Oh, shit.
Is she what?
You be like a pineapple under the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Under the sea.
God, I would never want to
I'm gonna have to let you girls go.
Bye,
okay.
Kelly, it's Vogue.
Where are you at, Kelly?
I'm about to know. Actually, I'm not, honey. I'm about to get into something. So
something's about to get into her.
Hello,
Piggly Wiggly.
We're not gonna have this sexual discussion while Jasmine is on the line. I want to thank each and every one of y'all that's on the phone line that have been a part of the show for however many years I've been a part of the show. Because I want to thank y'all for being a part of the show, and I want to thank.
I don't know who's doing that. Yeah, y'all being so fierce.
I'm muted.
It wasn't me.
Actually, now since the girls want to be fierce, Miss Sage, fuck all you motherfucking bitches. You tiny-ass, ratchet-ass motherfucking queens, Miss Sage. Y'all can kiss my whole entire motherfucking ass since you girls want to be motherfucking fierce, Miss Sage.
Ain't you about to go get that done now?
Fuck all y'all. Fuck all you motherfucking ratchet-ass motherfucking bitches. Okay?
I love you,
I'm
Kelly.
On a serious note, honey, I definitely do want to thank Jasmine for definitely being, you know, a part of the show, honey, for so many years. And before we started, doing advertisement and charging the girls, honey, I definitely do gotta thank my sister for definitely coming out of her pocket every month with that $99, honey, for our premier package that allowed us to be on the show for 3 hours, Miss Thing, have limited intros and everything. I definitely do have to thank her because we went through about 4 years, bitch, before we even had advertisement, bitch. So y'all bitches do the math of $99 a month. Bitch, listen, hold on, I'm talking, bitch. Y'all do the math, the $99 for four motherfucking years without advertisement, Miss Bang, honey. Jasmine paying for the show, so I definitely do want to thank you, sister, for definitely, you know, believing in me and knowing that I can do a great job, Miss Bang, girl, you know, until we got the girls to advertise and do all that. I definitely do want to thank you for definitely doing that and, you know, and seeing something in me. You definitely was my biggest supporter and everything that I have done and everything that I'm trying to do and everything that I want to be. So I definitely do want to thank you and let you know live on the air in front of everybody that I love you and we got greater things to come.
And you are
I want to tell all you nasty, ratchet motherfucking bitches that's on the phone line, bitch, when y'all get off the phone line, Miss Bang, and whatever alleyway or whatever club y'all nasty bitches go and suck to get in tonight, y'all make sure y'all practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own, okay? And Tiffany, whoever you fuck tonight, make sure you get that big sheet, Miss Bang. Get that big sheet for a condom because you know that dick is real big.
I love how she puts whatever alleyway you go in to be safe. When she's the main alleyway girl, and she's the one going to alleyways.
I never was gonna let your pants that somebody said that Tiffany built like a sack of potatoes.
No, they could have possibly said that about me. They thinking about that lady that was in there white, and they said she was built like a sack of potatoes and like a laundry bag. Yeah.
Is your mom on the phone? Hi, Mom. Where's she at?
Biggle Wiggly?
Kelly, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
There you go.
Where you at?
Oh, nice.
In the alleyway.
Bitch, mind your motherfucking business.
Ooh, Kelly, they like asking
you
mad.
Why would you say that to Jasmine? She just wants to know what you were.
Jasmine, let me tell you something. One thing for certain, two things for motherfucking sure. If Jasmine got anything to say to me, bitch, Jasmine can text me, and Jasmine would ask
she
me.
She just said it. She said it.
Bitch, I was like, bitch, okay? Let me tell you something, bitch. I'm the fuck.
She is amped.
A bitch can never call my motherfucking phone, bitch, and tell me, oh, Jasmine said such and such about Kelly. And bitch, please, I know my sister, bitch. Please, okay? Stop being motherfucking
no. She asked a simple question. She asked a simple question, and you went off on us. You need to take your
Okay, the battle I want to see tomorrow is J Rock versus
Kelly. Kelly.
We are
calm
doing battle
Tuesday.
Calm down
and drink that other tea, girl. Drink that second tea and calm down.
J Rock needs to
sit
his own bitter ass down.
Yes, tomorrow is going to be Battle Your Girlfriend Tuesday.
Girl, I'm out getting a motherfucking coin mistake. Stop being fucking nosy,
ooh,
damn.
Jasmine, that goes an answer to your question, not ours.
Okay. Mr. J-Rock, you just so nosy, Mr. You want to come hold the balls,
Mr.
Why
I stop
today?
Hold on,
who balls he holding, yours or the J's?
Oh,
Mr.
Shit. Mr.
Whichever one.
I'm not holding your balls.
Well,
he wants you, Kelly, because he specifically said he wants
you.
You
know what? I do remember the days, honey, when Kelly used to sit right there outside and watch the girls on the stroll. And she would host the show from sitting there watching the girls on the stroll, her and Jennifer. And all the girls be walking up and down the beat hosting the motherfucking show. That was another key during the fast.
He told me that the other night, Jennifer. Yes, I'm out. Love y'all.
Yes. Bye, Kelly. See you tomorrow, honey.
Later, Cass.
He was like, get off that goddamn phone and give me that head.
A car pulled up. Kelly had to hop in the car, honey. She caught a date. That was crazy.
Y'all can't say shit about
point.
This show. This show is so real, so unfiltered. We done had episodes done from Central Booking, hospitals, the stroll. I mean, yeah, it don't get no better than that.
We done brought people back from the dead.
What about when Kelly was in jail and she had to go to the court before the show?
Yes, you remember?
Yeah.
When Kelly did what?
When she was in jail, remember she had made the recording? Everybody thought
that gag room.
Yes.
How about the time when she hosted the show from Central Booking?
Yes.
I didn't remember that time.
This was years ago, honey, and she hosted the show. I'm calling live from the tomb. That girl's crazy. Y'all can't say nothing, honey. That child's going to be a true icon, honey. There ain't going to be another Kelly out there like her.
Yeah, it isn't. It is not.
I hope not.
You can't take.
You know what's funny, y'all? I always tell Kelly, I never thought we would be friends as close as we are, because I always thought Kelly was just this mean person. And I always thought whenever I came to Atlanta or whenever we would cross paths that we would have to fight. I just knew, and especially when that picture came out, it's a picture. Well, she ain't on the phone now. So anyway, there's a picture floating around with Kelly in this red and black striped shirt and her hands are in her panties. And when that picture floated around, one of my old kids had posted the picture and she wanted to attack him.
And I just knew whenever they crossed paths that we were going to have to fight. And I said it for years. Even before, right before I moved, I think I even told Michi, I said, when I go to New York, I'm going to fight this bitch. And the funny thing, when I got to New York, yes, when I got to New York, we became the best of friends.
You were scared.
Okay,
I mean, she's high, so up, honey.
Once you see her in person, you'll get you'd be a little intimidated too.
Yeah, you sized her up. You knew you was a big girl, but she was a yeah.
That's like
Barney and Humphrey.
No,
that's like Barney and King Kong.
There's
a
difference. There's a difference of being a big girl and a solid girl.
Hmm. So yeah, Kelly, I know this Kelly that y'all see right now, honey, but the Kelly that I know, the Kelly back from the days in the 90s.
Yeah,
she was
in security at the Collections Ball in New York.
No, I'm talking about back way back before then. I'm talking about the 90s at the clubhouse days where in the mid-90s, Kelly
Ooh.
Was just a spectator sitting there on the sideline, and she was just so fascinated with the category. She was one of the my big supporters when I was walking. You know, she'll be right there in the front, you know, just cheering me on, cheering Jennifer on, cheering us on as we walked out there. And I remember her as a Butch Queen, you know, I remember when I left New York and I was gone for a while, I moved to Chicago, and when I used to stay in contact with my best friend back at home, he used to always give me the tea because, you know, there wasn't no internet or nothing back then. He would give me the tea about stuff that was happening in the ballroom, and he would tell me that, oh, there's this mother U-Haul out here now, and she'd be riding the girls to the balls in the U-Haul truck, and she'd be doing this and riding up in stores with U-Haul, all these crazy things. And I'm like, who is Mother U-Haul? I never knew who Mother U-Haul was until I visited New York, and it was that little boy that was on the sideline cheering that now was Miss Mother fucking Kelly. I'll never forget it. It was the key with her.
Ooh.
But she's always been a sweet person, always. It just took you guys, it takes you to really get to know her, you know. To me, it's no shade. It's a big front, in all honesty. I guess, you know, she just puts that wall up. But once you get past that wall, she's a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
She was sweet when I first met her. That was at the clubhouse on Canal Street.
Is that the one that woke up all the damn stairs?
She was about to attack me with, like, the Ebony's and I think it was...
What you
had,
Mrs. Nichols, and she wanted a piece of armor?
No, honey. No, child. That's when she was going with Joelle.
Wait.
Put me back on hold.
Wait. Hold on.
Wait. Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
Is that the Joelle that, the Joelle has her son now?
She was going with who?
Your husband.
The one that got his hand on the stomach.
Joelle, pretty boy, Miss Rahe, legendary.
Legendary?
Oh.
Wait a minute, Kelly used to go with Joelle.
The one that's holding your stomach, Tiffany.
That's right, because he knew he had put a baby in me. That's why my baby's name is Caleb Joel. You didn't know that, honey? I named my baby after him.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait
I
to
did.
Talk to your baby's father.
He know that. He knows I'm going to
say this again.
Him.
Bitch, you proud that you sleep with Butch Queens?
Sweetheart, are you proud you sleep with Butch Queens?
Bitch, I'm a Butch Queen, so yes, but you a woman. That's
okay.
A fin queen.
James, what are you eating?
I'm not eating anything. I'm putting stuff away.
She's a
James.
You queen.
Really got something in your mouth.
I'm a lady.
Girl, if you're a lady,
I'm
a woman.
I'm a lady. And I'm a what? And I don't even sleep with the Butch Queens like that.
Wait a minute.
I don't even sleep with the Butch Queens like that.
Stop. What
I hear another voice on here. Is that, who's that?
I do, too.
Is Andre still here? Wait a minute. What did you say, Tiffany Rose?
A late fat-ass 10-piece you.
That sounds like
that
Prada.
That ain't nobody but Prada, honey. That's
Prada.
A bald-headed-ass fucking honey. Girl, she can't take, honey.
I look so forward to invading motherfucking Texas because I really can't wait to see you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I can't wait to see you come this way.
Girl, I just want to know what is it not to say, girl. You know y'all mad because I'm a dragon and, bitch, I sit over majority of you girls.
Girl, you're a dragon, but that's why you give me that dragon. I mean, it's nothing new. I mean, it's nothing. Girl, it doesn't give me lady. It gives me
pussy.
Game of Thrones, dragon, mother
girl,
of dragons.
Please, girl, this
you know what I'm saying?
Pussy tank. Even when I'm out of it, baby, I give you a motherfucking soft stud, honey, and you can't take it.
Are you
it.
Ever out of it? I thought you. Oh, I thought
yes,
you.
Yes, I'm always out of it. Oh, no, God. Come live with me, honey. You'll see what I am.
No, Shade, it is Dyke
me,
Fish. It
no.
is Big,
let
it
him,
is
let
big
know
Dyke
me,
Fish.
Mitchie,
it
she
is Big Dyke Fish.
No.
No.
She do not need no co-signer. She got this. I'm sure she got
bitch,
this.
Bitch, I ain't got no motherfucking pin out, girl. Sit your
Prada.
Motherfucking
Prada.
Ass
Prada.
Down,
Prada.
Girl.
Look, lady. Okay.
No, you look
yes,
here, man.
What did you say, Alexis?
I said, oh, not too much to my sister, sweetie.
Oh, shit.
Oh, girl, you want to come about that motherfucking corner E40? Sit your ass back. Hold on.
Hold
on.
Hold
on.
Hold
on. Girl, it don't motherfucking matter. Why don't matter? Why don't want to hear that? Why don't want to hear that? Why don't want to hear that?
Yes, sweetheart.
I'm going
call
to leave you itty bitties over there, okay?
Oh, shit.
Y'all cannot take me, girl. Why?
Why? No shade. Girl, Alexis,
only...
no shade, girl. Them titties is so little.
They is little, girl, but guess what? The trade people
girl, my man
out.
Titties, my man titties about the size of your woman titties. Girl, that's the trade.
They keep the trade keeper, it gets the job done. See, this is what y'all fail to realize. The girls walk in big-ass titties. The boys don't want to touch them. They feel like bricks. They hard as motherfucking rocks. So, bitch, I don't understand. Like, bitch, what's the rush?
Who titties feel like bricks and hard as rock, girl? Call them out, girl. It's call them out midnight, bitch. Anytime a bitch bring up a topic, you got to say, call them out, bitch. It's call them out midnight, bitch. Call them out, bitch. It's after 12. Call them out. Right, exactly, bitch. It's after midnight, bitch.
Get the implants, and they don't have enough skin, so it looks like real.
Two, Tiffany, call them out.
It'd be like, I see a lot of them. I see pictures on Facebook all day long.
Who, what picture you seen recently, Tiffany? Who? Call them out, girl. Call them out midnight.
Who?
Laugh at ass.
It's a lot of girls. I don't know.
You know what? I'm really gagging that I see this picture. I just seen it right now. The Tea Party cast, honey. Y'all girls really had the nerve to take y'all nude-ass pictures and allow it to get infiltrated like that. Why would
that
y'all
way
do that?
That was way back in 2012, Jasmine. That's
oh,
you.
That's
all
you.
2012 was just like 365 days ago or something. Well, that was 2013, but.
They can't prove it. That's my ass. That's all I can say.
Child, everybody already admitted to everything and all that stuff because they got
I ain't never admitted to nothing.
And, bitch, you can never tell me my ass is my ass and everything else about me is about me and who gives a shit, bitch?
That's
you ain't paying no bills.
That's Enrique right there. Jason,
what?
Is this your ass over
here
in the white T-shirt?
It sure is, and...
I said, Jason, honey, calm down.
That's not me. That is not me.
What you said, J-Rock, bitch.
I have tattoos on my backside. You don't see no tattoos there.
J-Rock, this you with the black socks on. I should.
And you know what? Now I'm seeing this post about Tender Chops Invasion. They said wasn't Sanaa and Caesar supposed to do the same thing last year? What was they supposed to do last year?
They were supposed to do a mini ball series for the coldest winter ever, right?
Oh no, I think it was Sin City Tour.
Who?
I think it was a Sin City tour.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What is that?
I don't remember. I thought I heard something about, like, the seven deadly sins. So it was something. I forgot. But that was supposed to be last year.
Maybe it said something. I wasn't Sanaya and Caesar supposed to do this last year, but I'm asleep, though. And they said I was thinking the same thing or whatever. I don't know what anybody was doing. I know what I'm doing. And I know what I'm capable of doing and what I have done in the past. So whatever y'all do, people, I'm sorry if whoever did anything out there to y'all, but don't compare what I do to what they do, honey, because it don't work that way. Yes, I am waiting for a motherfucking iPhone 6. I definitely want one. My iPhone gets on my fucking nerves.
Hold on.
Jasmine, shout out to Joel. He said he's listening to the show, but he's at work, so he couldn't press one.
We have 14 minutes, guys. And I want to say on Thursday, the highest rated show that has been tweeted, talked about, and status in the nation will return to the air for 8 more episodes.
What show is that?
Well, girl, if it's the hottest, why are you on it? I ain't never listened to it.
Anyway.
Girl, you didn't have to spoil it by saying 8 episodes. I was so happy for a minute, and then you said 8 episodes, and I got sad.
Well, I mean,
and every other week they're gonna stay the following week. They're not gonna be straight back to back. If they are, then
I don't think so either. That's like how, like Real Housewives last night. They don't come back until the 9th. Why
are they doing that? That is so stupid.
Well,
is this the longest season of the Housewives of Atlanta?
Yes, it seems like it.
That reunion show is gonna be something,
baby. That reunion show is gonna be fierce.
Yeah, I couldn't wait to see Scandal, though. Oh, I can't definitely wait to see Scandal. We will talk about that on Wednesday, and I also want to talk about, I should be done with House of Cards, I hope, because, bitch, I've seen the first episode of the second season, and, bitch, I jumped out my seat and was like, oh, shit, I gagged at that.
At which part?
If I say what part, then I'm going to let everybody know. You know what part. It was only one part that made you really jump out your seat.
Not really. It was two.
Well, the one part, honey, the one part.
But that one part, oh, my, I was like, ooh, bitch, I wish I was down there.
Bitch, I gagged.
Okay.
Alexis, you need to see it, honey. That show was really cute. Oh, you... Another part that got me, though, there was another part. When I didn't make me say, oh, shit, but at the end when he started talking again to us, when he looked in the mirror and he was like, oh, y'all been waiting to hear from me? Like, he's so motherfucking shady. Like, bitch, he's tea. He's really the tea. I live for it. Marcus, again, if you're listening or archiving or whatever, thank you for putting me on to that.
Yes,
thank you,
Marcus,
for amping me up for it. We got a couple of callers really quickly. 404-587, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to first to say happy anniversary to you all. I've been
listening
since day one, and I'm just happy to, you know, you guys are still doing what you do. But I was calling because, I saw that post in the group, too, about I think the icon, but Quentin was talking about Caesar and Sanaya. Yeah, they're referring to, Jasmine. They were just saying that, you know, once again, Sanaya and and Caesar were sitting out playing today to fall through with. It was called the seven daily sins were the people we had to vote which city that we wanted Sanaya and Caesar to invade for the mini ball series, but they never did do it, so.
Okay.
They're just saying, you know, that they didn't fall through it, and they know that you will, you know, so.
Well, thank you, caller, so much. Thank you. But no, I'm not trying to step on nobody's toes either, so I'm sorry that it didn't go through that way, but I'm sorry, but this is just something that I knew that I wanted to do. You know, with that being our sixth, officially it's 6 years of Ballroom Radio, but 5 years of tens of shots in all honesty, but I knew after the fifth year that I wanted to do something big when it came to tens of shots, because I always like to give back in my own little way. So I knew that I wanted to do something big, and I talked to Kelly many times already. But, you know, of course, with Kelly and some of the issues that she's facing, we never knew when to lock it down. But we decided that we can't wait any longer, especially with the fifth, you know, year here as far as tender shops go. Because I wanted to do something actually after, like, year two. But, you know, with gagging and with collections and stuff, I just knew that I couldn't balance it all. But now that I have a team that can definitely carry and help me and help my vision and stuff, that's why I decided that, you know, we're going to go do it. And, of course, and let me just stress this out to everyone, everybody that's a part of the show, from Alexis to J-Rock. And J-Rock, I heard, we'll talk about that later. I heard about you in North Carolina. But even with J-Rock and Tiffany and Jason and everything, if we are definitely in your city, you are a part of this as well. So I always want everybody to feel that, you know, you are a part of this and you play a major role no matter what city we're in. It's not just, you know, Jasmine or Kelly or whatever. It's the brand. And if you're a part of this brand, it's a part of you as well. So just keep that in mind. But on another note, thank you again, 404, for calling in. We do need to wrap this up because I do got a bundle of commercials. And if you guys want your event promoted on the radio show and within our group, do like everyone else is doing. Get yourself a commercial. Contact me. But in the meantime, everybody say goodnight so I can play these commercials. We'll be back tomorrow. Start from the bottom,
bye,
working my way up. London, say goodnight.
Good night, my loves. I had a lovely time. You know, I stayed on for the whole show. Yay.
You
Mother,
did.
Will
thank
you be with
you,
me
London.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be there tomorrow. We'll talk about all the girls.
Thank you. You know, she killed her husband, so now she's a little freer than before. Okay,
ooh.
Thank you, London. Jason, say good night.
Good night, everyone. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Jason. J-Rock, Tiffany, Prada, say good night.
Good night.
Meow.
Everybody be careful out there. Wear condoms, and if you see me, don't touch me.
Mm-mm.
Okay,
Alexis is gone. I wanted Alexis to say good night. She hung up. Thank you, J-Rock. Michi, say good night.
Good night, everyone, and remember, don't let ballroom change you or who you are. You change ballroom and what ballroom can become. Get ready for the invasion. It's coming to you.
Oh, so Michi be working. Thank you, Michi. All right, yeah, we will be back for tomorrow for Trash Talk Tuesdays and Wednesday for the State of Emergency Show. Remember to tune in to tomorrow's episode for more information about the invasion and more surprise information about upcoming stuff in your area. I'm going to take you away with a whole bunch of commercials. Thank you.
Saturday, April 12th, 2014, in Miami, Florida. Sugar Ebony, Cliff Ebony, and Tamika Levin present the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. Your grand prize, Lip Sync Production as a House for $1,000. Open to All Realness for $200. Open to All Perfect 10 for $250. Sponsored by Antonio Blunt. Best Dressed Spectator for $150. European Runway for $150. Female Figure Performance for $100 plus a $10 pot. Female Figure Face with an over pump for $100. And for you virgins, Virgin Vogue for $100 plus a $10 pot. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th in Miami, Florida, the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. Your admission will be $30 all night. Doors open at 5 p.m., award ceremony at 6:30, so be on time. Your commentators will be the icon Selvin Mizrahi and Willow 007. Your DJ, Jubilee Ebony. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th. For more information, visit Facebook's event page. The first annual Florida People's Choice Awards Ball.
September 27, 2013, three members of the legendary houses came together, Chanel, Mizrahi, and Ninja, and they formed the new generation. TNG presents Animation Domination, Saturday, March 29, 2014, in St. Petersburg, Florida. Grand prize, open to all performance for $500 and a $10 pot. Mini grants include open to all runway for $350, $150 sponsored by Tone Milan. Between Faith for $150. Open to all realness for $150 plus a $10 pot. Again, that's Saturday, March 29th in St. Petersburg, Florida. Admission, $20 all night. Tables, $100. You'll get a bottle of wine and liquor and hors d'oeuvres. Doors open at 9 p.m., LSS at 10:30. Your commentator, Father Memphis Khan, will be on the mic with a special performance by the legendary mother, Power Infinity, and Nikki Black. For more information, check out Facebook event page dated March 29th. Animation Domination. Malcolm Balenciaga and legendary father Larry Mizrahi presents Behind the Music, Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Grand prize, tag team performance for $1,500. Michael and Janet Jackson, One Twister, let's team up with the Butch Queen and Drag for Vogue Femme. Mini grants include open to all runway for $500. Femme Queen Performance, Beyonce for $400. Male Figure Realness for $200. Female Figure Realness for $200. And a host of other cash categories. Again, that's Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Tables will be $100 before March 9th. And $150 after. Your commentators, the icons Jack Mizrahi and Selvin Mizrahi. And your DJ, legendary Bonalore St. Laurent. Your host hotel, The Gulf House, $89 a night. Call 1-800-843-4258 and use code Behind the Music. This weekend begins Friday, and an aftermath will be Sunday. Make your plans now. Contact Larry or Malcolm on Facebook or visit the event page April 5th for more information. The iconic House of Ebony's Midwest chapter presents The Dynasty, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. Grand prize, house with the most trophies for $2,000. Mini grants include open to all Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500, open to all Runway for $250, open to all Face for $250, Realness as a House for $250, and Performance as a House for $250. Again, that's the